free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
It's Tuesday, September 29th, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. Today we're going to have a bishop from Bishop Wood, from Raleigh, North Carolina, who has stood strong against the lockdown. And we're also going to have Matt Bracken on to talk about what you can do to prepare. And we're not talking about raising chickens here. Yeah, chickens are going to come home to roost. We've got to make sure that we got a way to protect the chickens from the wolves and the foxes that are prowling the streets on two legs. And so Matt will be joining us to talk about that very thing. And we will be talking about the prelude to the debate. 12 hours from now, the debate will begin. It could be a very entertaining debate unless Trump decides that he's going to be polite and Joe Biden is somehow cognizant of where he is. In that case, it might be a very boring debate. I'll tell you one thing that's not going to be asked. And if I was asking the questions at the debate, I would ask, because you know they're going to talk about the tax stuff. And we will talk about the tax hit. That's where the debate began. The New York Times began the debate with a surprise dump on President Trump. And we'll take a look at what is in that very, very, very long article at the very end. Surprising revelation from the New York Times, among other surprising revelations. But we all know, and I've said this from the very beginning, as they were circling trying to get President Trump's tax returns 4 years ago during that election, I said, you understand how complicated the tax law is? Even the people who work for the IRS don't understand. They will not give you an answer because they don't want to be held legally responsible for something that is so complicated. It's so complicated, it's the same as not having any law at all. It's very subjective, as a matter of fact, because it is so complicated. And that is by design. You have to understand that the income tax was designed to do two things. It was designed to keep the middle class in place because we're the only ones who pay the taxes, obviously. What President Trump did, years and years of tax aversion, not evasion. you are allowed to use all the tax deductions that are there. That's not a crime. The crime is the politicians, Republican and Democrat, who put those evasions in there. if you evade the taxes, that means that you're not following the code. But if you avoid taxes. Tax avoidance is actually what you pay the lawyers for and what you pay the Congress for. They put the laws in there and then you find the right accountants to discover those laws or to pay off the politicians so that you don't pay taxes. That's the game. Rigged for the top. And we could do something about that. Of course, they're not going to do anything about that. But it's used as a weapon. And it's used, as I said, as a weapon against the middle class, because when you look at the stimulus, and we're going to take a look at the stimulus bill, because now it looks like starting to come to an agreement somewhere between $1.5 trillion and $2.2 trillion. Another wave of free money. Just open up the doors of the helicopter and start dropping it everywhere, right? That'll solve everything. Well, when we look at that and we understand that there's absolutely no way that you could ever tax us enough to pay back all the free cash that you've given, why are you bothering to tax us at all? I mean, that's the real question that ought to be asked about the tax situation. Why the taxes? Is that just to make sure that you can take back the money that you hand out for free? That you can make sure that we don't have any disposable income? That you can watch everything that we're doing? Oh, you've got other means for that now. So why do you need the taxes? We'll be right back.
Are you sick and tired of your calm, peaceful life? Are you sleeping too well at night? Is your city too safe? Well, not anymore.
Introducing Democrats. Politicians so incompetent, they'll fill your neighborhood with riots, looting, rampant violence, and even homelessness. The secret is a special blend of corruption and good old-fashioned stupidity. No more pesky law and order. When Democrats are in charge, nobody's safe. Simply vote for Democrats, sit back, and watch your neighborhood burn to the ground. But wait, vote for Democrats now, and they'll include rolling blackouts, election fraud, cancel culture, taxes, and more taxes. Democrats, bringing chaos right to your front door.
Truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
It's Tuesday, September 29th, year of our Lord 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. It is now day 197. 197 days of America lockdown. And I'm going to cover something today, right here at the beginning, that I told you 98 days ago, actually. I've got the article from 197 days ago, and now it has come true. So we're not just telling you tomorrow's news today. We're telling you 200 days news from today, right? So we're going to get into that. I'll show you what is happening. You know, the uncomfortable question that nobody wants to talk about, that I don't expect to be raised tonight in the debate either. I don't really think Chris Wallace cares about anything other than selling vaccines. So I really don't expect that either one of them are going to be questioned as to whether or not, if elected, will you promise to stop the unconstitutional martial law? So we've already had Joe Biden promise to continue it and to escalate it. President Trump's doing nothing about it. He wants to take credit for it on the one hand. See, I saved everybody, but we're still locked down, so I don't know. Are we saved if we're still locked down? If we're saved, President Trump took brave new measures that nobody has ever taken for any disease in the past. But somehow we're still in peril. But it's a victory. It's a victory. Yes, it is, right? We're going to have Bishop Wooten from Raleigh, North Carolina is going to be joining us in the program. He and his church have been standing against the lockdown. We're going to talk to a lot of pastors who've been doing that. That, folks, is the way that we get out of this. We stand up against it. And we show the fraud by meeting together, by living our normal lives, and by living. Because this isn't killing people like they said it is. But they are killing us with the tyranny. It's the lockdown measures that are the virus. It's the lockdown and the government that's the disease. Government has become a cancer that has metastasized to every minute detail of our lives. And we better wake up because we're in the final stages. It's taking us in, dragging us in to a new high-tech dark ages, something that mankind has never seen before. And we better stand against this. And this is why the churches are standing against it. So we're going to talk to the bishop coming up. We're also going to talk to Matt Bracken about the other pincer, you know, the violence in the streets. You got the looting from the top. You got the looting from the bottom. And what can you do about that? We're going to talk about prepping, not in terms of storage or growing food, but protecting your life and your family and your safety. So Matt will be joining us on the program as well today. We see out of the area that has now become synonymous with the most draconian tyranny, Australia. They have implemented the Chinese virus of tyranny more than anybody. They were given $1 trillion worth of money from China, and it appears that they have used it to try to recreate China in this one state in Australia, Victoria, specifically Melbourne, Australia. Dan Andrews, as we've talked about this many times, is now being accused. It's kind of interesting how this kind of parallels Cuomo. You know, we're told, oh, the worst place in the world, New York, Cuomo, look at this. What did he do? You know, we had people going around showing that the hospitals were empty. The emergency Army Field Hospital, 2,500 beds, never used. The emergency Navy hospital ship, never used. So Trump eventually took them away. The hospitals were empty. And yet, we're told they had the most number of deaths because Cuomo was sending sick people into nursing homes to spread it. And kind of a similar thing is happening in Australia. Daniel Andrews' government there, in the one Australian state where they have had the most tyranny, is being accused of the deaths of 768 people because of hotel quarantine. So Cuomo's got his nursing homes, and Dan Andrews in Australia has got his quarantine hotels. Before this draconian lockdown, it's now a steel curtain that they have there. It's not an iron curtain, it's a steel curtain. Yeah, you can't even get out of that area. People are so sick of it, they want to get out. No, you're not going to get out. We're going to have exit controls. You're not going to get out. And if you try to get out, they catch you $5,000. They call it the steel curtain because, you know, it'd be kind of uncomfortable to call it the iron curtain. People would start to catch on to what's going on here. As the chains are being forged, patterned by China, as I've talked about for weeks, said this is really where this is the real virus, the government virus. And so what they did there, they forced people into hotels, and now they've done an audit there. There's an accusation as part of this inquiry. The 768 people died, and 18,000 infected people were let out of these hotels. At the very beginning of this, one lady who was traveling from one Australian state to the other knew that she was going to have to quarantine for 14 days. She was the only person on the plane. She was in her mid-60s. She's on a pension. And when she arrives, she was met by an army of cops and health bureaucrats. And they said, come with us. We're going to take you to the quarantine hospital. Well, my house is just right here, right next to the airport. I can walk to it. Oh, no, you can't go to your house. You're going to go to the quarantine hospital, and you're going to pay us $200 a day to stay there. I can't afford $200 a day for 2 weeks. That's $2,800, Australian. But they did it to her. And now we find out that these quarantine hospitals had inadequate testing of detainees, poor infection control measures. It was a feeding ground for the spread of COVID-19 in the community. Imagine that. The most dictatorial executives, Cuomo and Andrews, Cuomo in New York, Andrews in Australia, and they are the ones doing the most to spread it. Can't make this stuff up, but they can. They can. They can make it up. They're doing it. Up to a $10,000 fine if you don't self, a 10,000 pound fine in England if you don't self-isolate. Well, how do they know that you've got this? Oh, well, that's the tests. And we're going to talk about the tests today. Because now we have a new test that came out at the end of August from Abbott Labs. Hey, Abbott! No, not that Abbott. The other Abbott. Abbott Labs. Not Abbott Governor. Or tyrant. No, Abbott Labs has come out with a rapid test. And so the Trump White House has eagerly bought $150 million worth of them. And actually, I think it's 150 million tests. Yeah, 150 million tests, $750 million, or $5 each. These will be used to test you on a daily basis. To test you, to allow you to have entry, to travel, to go to school, to do everything on a daily basis, which is what I told you 198 days ago. We've been locked down for 197 days. I told you that one day before. I had a source leak that information to me. So, you know, if you want to know what's going to be happening, tune in. Because we've got it right here. And when we look at what is coming, let's take a look at this test, because this truly is the test, a test of our understanding, a test of whether or not we deserve to be free. Will we do the homework? Will we stand up? Or will we just quietly go along into lockdown slavery again? Because the test and the proliferation of these tests are what's going to be used to push the second wave. Lockdown, the sequel from Fauci. Yeah, I've produced a sequel here to the novel, and we're going to be rolling that out on the basis of tests now. You know, the first one was episode one was flatten the curve. This is going to be watch out, this case is coming. And so the FDA has issued an emergency use authorization for the COVID-19 AG card rapid test. They will sell it for $5. The Trump administration has snarfed up 150 million of them, $750 million. But, you know, who cares about money anymore, right? I mean, we got conservative Republicans in charge. They're not spending money like Democrats. They're not even spending money like drunken sailors, as Ronald Reagan said. This would be unfair to drunken sailors. Drunken sailors never had trillions of dollars in their pockets to spend anyway. Oh, that's right. Neither does the federal government. They're just making up the dollars like they're making up the Corona novel. This is all a BS dystopian novel.
We've now entered month number 8 of the global lockdown, and it's horrible, and it's killing millions of people via starvation. But the good news is it's caused a planetary awakening as well. The general public all over the planet hate Bill Gates. He's the most unpopular person on Earth. People know he's not a doctor. People know he's a eugenicist. The population knows that his vaccines that he pushes have been filled with cancer viruses, polio, sterilants, and more. It's even in the Associated Press. So now they are beginning to understand that we the people know that there is a corporate global government and that these top tech billionaires sit in meetings and decide to pull the type of race war scams and coronavirus scams that we're witnessing. So remember that. And let them know that we know who they are and what they've done, and we hold them responsible for the collapse of civilization. They are the enemies of humanity. They want you dead. Computer research scientists, engineers working with attorneys have conclusively proven and put out detailed reports at Tablet Magazine documenting what any trained eye could already see as plain as day. Communist Chinese working in tandem with the United Nations and the Democratic Party in the United States, as well as the media, put out fake videos and total hysteria to make it look like Day of the Dead, End of the World in China earlier this year. Then the UN put out standardized rules designed to keep the West locked down when China reopened within 3 months. This is the greatest strategic coup ever. This is 21st century warfare being carried out through psychological means or the ultimate psyop. Paul Joseph Watson has written about it at InfoWars.com. Myself, Alex Jones, David Einhorn, and Schroer are covering this heavily. This is the way to bring down the globalists, is exposing how communist China and the UN were behind the hysteria.
Allergies, dander, asthma, germs, toxins. There are many reasons why we need to think about what is really in the air around us. We may not be able to stop breathing, but we can control what's in the air we breathe. The revolutionary Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system is a powerful ally in the fight against the dangerous toxins and viruses in the air. Powerful, quiet, and effective, the Breeze uses a 4-step purification process to help you breathe easier and cleaner. Similar systems could cost hundreds to even thousands of dollars, but the Alexa Pure Breeze air purification is the best and most affordable, bar none. The Breeze and the Ion Cluster patented technology used in the system eliminate up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze today and save big on a world-class air filtration system for your home. Don't keep breathing toxic or dangerous air. Get this special today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The planets have aligned globally. They've aligned nationally. They've aligned financially, culturally, but most importantly, spiritually. We are living at a point in human development that will decide the entire future destiny of our species. And that's why big tech, controlled by the very dark forces of the globalist, is trying to dumb us down, isolate us, make us depressed, make us alone, and try to control every aspect of our lives, literally brainwashing us with the stimuli that they put forward, because they do not want us to take our birthright, not just of Americana, but of true Christendom and the Renaissance and the Enlightenment. They are trying to create a new dark age where they have all the high technology and life extension, and we are walled off in a technocracy that controls us through carbon credits and through a social credit score. This is their plan. We must come together and awaken out of our trance and say no. We must embrace God.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
There is nothing wrong with your television set. Do not attempt to adjust the picture. We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. If we wish to make it softer, we will tune it to a whisper. We will control the horizontal. We will control the vertical. We can roll the image, make it flutter.
That's right, and they've been controlling the horizontal and the vertical. You know, the cases. We got the cases here. We got to flatten the curve. It's not horizontal enough. Now we got vertical test cases. And we're taking a look at how the media is controlling this. And let me tell you, the next wave of lockdowns is being based already on the number of cases. The number of cases are skyrocketing. Why? Because they're testing everyone and everything now. And are these tests reliable? Well, we're going to take a look at the Abbott test. August 26, 2020, press release from Abbott Labs, talking about how the FDA just issued their emergency use authorization, and now the Fauci White House is rushing to get more of these kits. Because you got to remember that shortly after they locked everything down, based on, you know, no masks, remember that? No masks. They also had no tests. No tests. I said, yeah, you know, the tests don't work. And again, this has been documented by the American Hospital Association saying, you mean that you're going to now question some of the COVID diagnosis bonuses that we got? Because, you know, we got cash bonuses for that. You told us you'd pay us extra cash if we identified COVID patients. And you told us we couldn't treat other people, so we had to identify everybody as COVID patients. And you told us at the time, they said this in the complaint, you told us at the time you didn't have tests. And the tests you had didn't work. And you told us to do clinical diagnosis based on our opinions, our subjective opinions. So we told you. Now you don't want to pay us? Well, now they've got some other tests. So this is the new $5 test. How does it differ from the PCR test? Well, this new test, which is called Binax Now, BINAXNOW, all uppercase, NOW, got to do it now. It's rapid. It's fast. You get the results right now. It is qualitative detection. Qualitative detection. What does that mean? That means it doesn't have any quantitative detection. If you've got a test that doesn't give you any quantitative analysis of how much it is that you're testing, then you don't know that you've got a viral load. That's why they're flagging people who are not sick. They're flagging people who are asymptomatic. Because they don't have a quantitative evaluation. So it's bull excrement. Total bull. If it's qualitative only, it's BS. And not only that, but how does it identify this qualitatively? The difference between this and the PCR tests are sent to a lab. And so it takes longer time. And, you also have to use a longer swab to stick up your nose too. So this is not as invasive by a couple of inches. it's a shorter swab and a shorter time. And what they did with the PCR tests, they would take the swab and then they would handle this now toxic, biocontaminated thing. They put it in a baggie and, oh, I might get sick from this. Send it to the labs. After a few days, they would come back with a test that is not quantitative either. And then we have the qualitative test. How is it that they know that it's a coronavirus? Well, the PCR test, they would look at fragments of coronavirus. And it would flag every kind of coronavirus, not just COVID-19, but any cold, any common flu. It's a family of viruses. And so it would flag all of those. So it not only was quantitatively BS, but it was also qualitatively BS. And now this test is a little bit different. It doesn't look even for the DNA strand of a coronavirus. What it looks at, or looks for rather, is it looks to detect proteins that are known to be on the surface of coronavirus. And it doesn't do it in any kind of quantitative amount either. I mean, this is total garbage. This is total garbage. Now, they say in their tests that they have a 97.1% agreement for people who are positive. How do you know that they're positive? I mean, have you done a PCR test to back that up, which also doesn't work? Or is this a clinical diagnosis and the opinions, the subjective opinions of doctors who are prone to diagnose any kind of upper respiratory illness as COVID-19 because of the massive amounts of cash bonuses associated with that? I don't know. But nevertheless, if we just go with their numbers for the sake of, humor. So if they've got a 97%, if you really have it, and they can detect it 97% of the time if you really got it. That means if you really got it, and you are, they're going to release 3% of the typhoid Marys, they're going to say, you don't have it, and they're going to let them go. Now, this is something that really ought to freak out the people who have been consuming the Fauci numbers, right? You got 3% of the people, that's okay, go ahead. That ought to freak these people out. I mean, you know, they're running around with masks over their face. They've become totally obsessive compulsive about all this stuff, and you're letting 3% of the people go. Now, on the other hand, let's say somebody who doesn't have it, and it says that you do have it. So we're talking about 1.5% false positive. Now, if you're going to test everybody in the U.S. on this, and you're going to identify of the people who don't have it, 1.5% of the people, you could, in a population of 330 million people, you could wind up locking down 45,000 people. And you say, well, that might not be too big, right? You know, 45,000, that's a lot. But of course, that's spread out over a population of 330 million people. That's spread out over 50 states. So, you know, you're talking about less than 1,000 people per state, maybe. Except the problem is that if you find one or two people in a meatpacking plant and you identify them as positive, even if they don't have symptoms, because remember, this is not quantitative. Even if they don't have symptoms, you identify them as positive, you're going to lock down the entire meat processing plant. This is not a projection. This is not a conspiracy theory. It's already been done. That's how we had shortages of beef and pork and other things like that, because they were shutting down the few meat packing. We have these concentrated facilities. You know, there's a consolidation in the industry, so we've got a few of them. If they shut them down, if they find anybody who's positive, and that's exactly what they're doing. Now, the other thing that is concerning about this is what I reported 197 days ago. And Babbitt immediately is putting out this thing. It's rapid. So here's how you can use it. It allows people who test negative to display a temporary digital health pass that is renewed each time a person is tested each day. What did I tell you? 198 days ago? I tweeted out what was sent to me from an anonymous source who's a white hat hacker. Get your daily test, get your daily pass. They were already working on this in the project he was on. Here, you know, do the daily, we'll go through the exercise here. Of course, they're working on a way to do this with computer tracking. And of course, Abbott Labs already has an app for that. So I tweeted out at the time, get your daily pass. Actually, I put get you daily pass. See, Kofefi right there. Got your daily pass, comrade? Welcome to America. TSA was just the start, and I told you 200 days ago. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video, download the videos, and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
I've come to you many times and asked for your support, and you've always come through. And InfoWars has come through. We've never sold out. We've never backed down. We've always told the truth. We've made mistakes. But 98% of the time or so, we're dead on. And the enemy knows that. InfoWars is a thought leader, not just here, but around the world. And that's why the Chi-Coms, Hollywood, the globalist want us off the air. Because their global plan of total tyranny and a post-human world will not succeed if we stay on air. If you don't support us, ladies and gentlemen, now, they're going to shut InfoWars down and shut everybody else down as well. You already know that. It's out in the open. So again, count the cost, focus, and realize how critical you are with your word of mouth spreading the word that overrides the censors, your financial support, getting the products at InfoWarsStore.com, and your prayer. I'm praying for you. Please pray for us. Let's do this together. We're going to win. We are winning, but it's not going to be easy. The enemy's trying to take it all from us. Let's not let them succeed. I've got some bad news for you. Then I got some really bad news, and then I've got some good news. The bad news is, even if Trump gets reelected, they're going to still trigger attempts at martial law, medical lockdowns, race riots, and a depression. That's the globalists. They're trying to bring America to our knees. Now, if Trump doesn't get elected, they're still planning to bring us to our knees and really try to break our will and bring us into a super intense depression, total control, and like Australia's already doing, rounding up and arresting people that criticize what the left are doing. That's the really bad news. The good news is this has triggered people out of their sleep all over the world, and the resistance is mounting, and the globalists are panicking. So, bottom line, we're in the fight. We're starting to win, but it's serious. So pray to God for a global awakening. Support InfoWars. Spread the word and buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. Literally, we're having an emergency Keep InfoWars sale happening right now. Please visit InfoWars Store and keep us on air. Thank you so much.
Remember, the enemy is working around the clock to suppress voices of independent people all over the world. The globalists have a plan for total vertical integration, absolute authoritarianism, to where you are a captive of their devices, of their control. But that is only a means to an end. Once they have the electronic straitjacket in place, they are on record that they will bring in forced inoculations that sterilize you and your family and worse. Many of the vaccines being pushed by the United Nations actually give people polio and actually give people cancer. Most cancer is viral. That's a big secret. But the secret is beginning to come out. It's even in the Associated Press. Remember, all of these banned videos and reports are at banned.video, but only you can share them and save humanity.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. You are listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, 198 days ago, so they're going to test you on a daily basis. Now, we haven't had that happen because we have the PCR tests. They haven't been able to do very many tests. And here's why this is so obvious from the beginning. I've talked about for years, I've talked with Del Bigtree, many others, about the annual flu vaccines and about the annual lies about the flu. How they inflated the cases, how they didn't have the tests. We showed you the documents where they told doctors, don't bother to test. We don't have the time to evaluate hundreds of thousands of tests. We don't have the capacity at our labs to evaluate those tests. So don't send them in to us. If you think they've got the flu, write it down as a flu and send it to us, and we'll put that on our numbers. And if you think they died from the flu, tell us and we'll do that too. Now with the novel, it's gotten a lot worse because they are financially incentivizing people, $19,000 to make that assumption. They didn't do that before. They're spending $10 billion to create this flu vaccine and rushing it through as rapidly as they can. You know they're going to force this on us. You know they're going to try to force this on us. And push is going to come to shove. I mean, we're already seeing this happening with the masks. And we got President Trump talking about how the FDA can't possibly slow this thing down. Because if we slow down the development of vaccines, people are going to die. This is your president talking. And so we got people like Reason Magazine saying, and they're big supporters of vaccines. People who wrote this article at Reason. The president is eroding trust in vaccines because of what he's doing here. Now, before you put on your QAnon nonsense, see, it was all a plan. He's doing this. He's creating this massive buildup and stockpile of vaccines just to undermine confidence. No. He has taken a sucker bet. Didn't cost him anything. Cost you a lot. It's going to cost you a lot more when he rolls this out or when his successor does. It will be for some people. No, he has poured $10 billion to actually make this thing. This is not just an exercise in politics. No, it is an exercise in politics, but it's more than that too. You want to talk about eroding trust in the vaccine? It's completely destroyed my trust in Trump. Completely destroyed my trust in Trump. Guard the precious jewel of liberty and of life. And regard with suspicion anyone who approaches your life and your liberty. I no longer have suspicions about Trump. I have confirmations about it. Look at what he's doing. This is not any kind of anonymous. This is what he's bragging about doing. It's not an anonymous source. I mean, this is not the New York Times. New York Times is talking about this. They're talking about some BS distraction about his taxes. This is the real thing. Pay attention to this. This is what's going to affect your life and your family's life. And so when we look at this test, they go on to talk about how it's going to be used, the rapid test. $5 from Abbott Labs. They got it rushed through emergency authorization by the FDA August 26th. Here we are, 3 weeks later. The Trump administration is going to spend $750 million to buy 150 million of these tests. They're going to need a lot of them. They've already done about 20 million of these tests, 27 million tests to date they have done. And they have a different type. 14 million detection tests, which I'm not sure that's this, and 13 million antibody tests. I don't think that 27 million tests includes this because this just got FDA authorization. That's what they're talking about in this. So those 27 million tests were something else. And so now they're going to put these things out. They can get test results in 15 minutes. The swab is not as long. Isn't that nice? See, government is becoming less and less invasive all the time. Instead of a 12-inch swab, we got a 10-inch swab or an 8-inch swab or however long the thing is. But it'll allow people who test negative to display a temporary digital health pass. It'll be renewed each time you're tested, and that will be on a daily basis. And it may be more than once a day, unless you get this wonderful tag that I told you about 200 days ago. See, I've been tested today. You don't have to stick anything up my nose and make me wait for 15 minutes. 15 minutes. That's rapid, right? I mean, we're talking about imposing Department of Motor Vehicle bureaucracy on everything that you do. Everything that you do is going to be like going to the DMV. And it says it'll verify the information on a mobile device to facilitate entry into facilities. Oh, see? We also have, along with this, the Navica app. N-A-V-I-C-A. The Navica app is the digital network that will allow people to share that information with those who need to know. Information on a need-to-know basis. And if you question this, they might have to kill you. No quantitative detection. And again, the qualitative detection is based on the presence of proteins that they say are associated with the novel. But we don't know how many proteins are there. And so we certainly don't know what the viral load is. Who cares, right? We don't care. It fits our narrative. And it allows us to do a second level lockdown. That's what this is all about. This is why you should be alarmed at what the Trump administration is doing. HHS last Thursday announced that they're going to do $750 million deal, $150 million of these things. And here's how this is being used already. The New York Times says that Guam and 11 states saw their average daily numbers of newly reported coronavirus cases rise over the past 14 days. Panic, right? It's no longer about flattening the curve. It's no longer about presumed deaths. 94% of them had 2.6 comorbidities, 2.6 on average, 2 to 3 things that could have killed them alone, in addition to old age. I mean, look at the age. Oh, but we're going to call what we used to call natural causes. When you look at celebrities that they did not say, thought, you know, the people who are in their 70s, their 80s, well, they died of natural causes. They've been sick with several things for a long time, but natural causes. We don't do autopsies for specifics. Oh, but now we presume that they're COVID, because that's a bonus for the people who presume it. Cash bonus. The airlines are begging to relax quarantine rules. And here's what they want. They're now saying, we want mandatory testing instead. You will have, this will be something else that will be added to your dystopian nightmare of air travel. You know, I said this once before. I haven't said it for a while. When I was an engineer, had some engineers who had gone to the Smithsonian and looked at the museum there about the history of air travel. And he made a very interesting observation. I thought, yeah, you know, that's really true. He said the history of air travel in the 20th century has been one of engine development. More than anything, engine development. So yeah, it's kind of interesting. What has the history of air travel been in the 21st century? Since 9/11, the airplane industry has been motivated by one thing and one thing only. Surveillance and control. Under the Patriot Act, under the TSA, it has been the test bed of enacting draconian controls of our movement. And the panopticon state. And it's escalating now. So now you're going to go through a 15-minute additional process where they swab you. And you will have to wait 15 minutes for the test. In an ideal situation. Since there'll be more than one person per machine, that might start to really pile up. And then once you get your little test back, which is not reliable, then you'll be allowed to fly. We can kind of see how this is going to work. We look at the Greek cruise ship. The crew on the first post-pandemic cruise ship has now contracted a virus. They had a dozen crew members test positive. They tested about 150 of the 666 crew members. That's right, they had 666. About 10% of them tested positive. They were not sick. But now, everybody on the ship is now stuck, right? Because we're back to that. And that's an analogy for our entire society. That's lockdown two right there. We'll be right back.
Hello, my name is Dr. Fauci. Does it matter if I'm invested with Bill Gates and many of the same vaccines I push on you? It's the same thing with the health ministers in the UK and Europe. They're all invested as well. But the governments have decided there's not a conflict of interest. Also, the media is going to call me a genius when the second wave I've been warning of comes in the fall and winter, because we're going to count all the flu and all the pneumonia and cold deaths of old people again. And the lockdown will never end. That's why we're saying the vaccine will take several years. But don't worry, it'll come out. I'll make a bunch of money. You'll get sick, but that's okay, because I ran the Wuhan lab, and it's all public, but I don't get in trouble. If you talk bad about me, we use Big Tech to shut you up.
This is your last chance to get 8-pack Power Stack, and I'm really bummed out about that. It started out as a sleeper product, but the people that did order it loved it and started reordering it. They spread the word and became one of our best sellers. But because of the COVID supply chain breakdown, and because there's 13 different formulas in 8-pack Power Stack, we are unable to secure it anymore. This is the highest in AMPM pack system you're going to find, where you take half the pills in the morning, half the caplets and pills and gel caps at night. It's amazing. I don't have time to go into everything that's in it, but this gets people to remember to take it, and that's why it's having such a great effect, because the stuff in here is absolutely amazing. So it's your last chance to get 8-pack Power Stack at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 60% off and free shipping. That is at cost. For all of you that already support InfoWars, we're passing these savings on to you. Get your 8-pack Power Stack now, or you still can. Last chance to get it, InfoWarsStore.com. 8-pack Power Stack, 60% off and free shipping.
And perhaps most cruelly of all, if Donald Trump has his way, the complications from COVID-19, which are well beyond what they should be. It's estimated that 200 million people have died. Probably by the time I finish this talk.
Joe Biden has always been a congenital liar, part of the establishment for close to 50 years. But now, boy, as his brain degenerates, we are seeing walking public dementia on the biggest stage in the world, the 2020 election. There are 370 million people in the United States. If 200 million died from COVID, that'd be more than half of the population, when not even 0.1% have actually died. But him putting these giant lies and these incredibly brain-damaged statements out is emblematic of the general public being in a trance. How is anyone even putting up with this? It is beyond bizarre. Computer research scientists, engineers working with attorneys have conclusively proven and put out detailed reports at Tablet Magazine documenting what any trained eye could already see as plain as day. Communist Chinese working in tandem with the United Nations and the Democratic Party in the United States, as well as the media, put out fake videos and total hysteria to make it look like Day of the Dead, End of the World in China earlier this year. Then the UN put out standardized rules designed to keep the West locked down when China reopened within 3 months. This is the greatest strategic coup ever. This is 21st century warfare being carried out through psychological means for the ultimate psyop. Paul Joseph Watson has written about it at Infowars.com. Myself, Alex Jones, David Einhorn, and Troy are covering this heavily. This is the way to bring down the globalists, is exposing how communist China and the UN were behind the hysteria.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Supermarkets, Tesco and Morrison's are rationing toilet paper and hand sanitizer. 2020, it just doesn't change, does it? I mean, we're now back to that because it's the second wave. As fear of panic buying returned to the UK, one worker said their store was worse than a bad Christmas. That's right. We have a, I guess you could describe the federal government now as bad Santa. It's a real evil Santa. You know, the federal government always presents itself as giving you presents. It's just there. Of course, also, like Santa, they've got a list of who's naughty and nice based on their criteria. But they're just handing out money left and right. They're talking about another $2.2 trillion or maybe $1.5 trillion. I don't know. You know, we're somehow quibbling over this as if there's any kind of fiscal responsibility left whatsoever in Washington. I mean, you're spending $1 trillion a month and you're going to quibble over, $700 billion here or there. It doesn't make any difference, does it? It really doesn't. I mean, how pathetic this is. This is what it's come to. This is the big difference between the Republican and Democrat Party. It's no difference at all, folks. No difference whatsoever. So as we look at this, we look at the fact that here in the United States, Wall Street Journal is saying grocers are stockpiling and they're building, quote, pandemic pallets ahead of winter. This is not something that's just going to happen in under a crazy bojo in the UK. Another leader that has now been thoroughly discredited. This is happening everywhere. So, folks, if you want to prepare, take a look at the products we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. We do have storable food right now. You can start to build your pandemic pallet, and your pallet is going to last longer than the ones in the grocery stores. This will last up to 25 years. It's going to last longer than canned food, anything. And it is made in the U.S. It is non-GMO, unlike much of what you would buy in the grocery store from the pandemic pallets. And so if you don't need it now, I hope we don't, but it's not looking like that, is it? If you don't need it now because of the pincer movement, the lockdown and looting from the top, and the looting and riots in the street from the bottom that is also being orchestrated by those at the top, if you don't want to be caught in that pincer, make sure that you've got your storable food. We're going to be talking to Matt Bracken about how to protect that stash, how to protect your pandemic pallet and your life. We'll be doing that in the next hour. But make sure that you take advantage of this while it is available, because you've already seen how this even dried up as it started to unroll this spring. And not only that, but we have many products now that are on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. I'll mention real quickly Winter Sun Plus, Vitamin D Plus, Vitamin K. Vitamin D is very, very effective at supporting your natural immune system. Take this approach. This is the approach to try to maximize what your body is able to naturally do. You do have an immune system. It begins with things like your skin, which you should not be puncturing with a vaccine to start with. But anyway, it begins with your skin, and then there's a lot of other aspects there that God has designed in. You want to make sure that that's healthy. The way that you do that is supplementation with vitamin D. We've had the NIH talk about it. We've had the ex-head of the FDA talk about it. Even Fauci said, yeah, I'd take some vitamin D. Yeah, I'd definitely do that. Take that and vitamin C too. Yeah, do those two things. So, see, Fauci says so. It's science, therefore. No, it is science. He happened to get that one right. Even a broken clock and a continuous liar is occasionally right. Once in a while. So Fauci is right about this one. And the vitamin K that you'll find in this helps your body to assimilate the vitamin D, as well as to protect against the effects of vitamin D building up if you take too much of it. The vitamin K keeps that from happening, simulates that so it doesn't stockpile. We also have Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix, a great way to get your base nutrients for your body. Again, build up your body, strengthen your body. Rather than trying to kill things that are already there, let your body do it. That's what it was designed for. Just make sure it's working properly. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix, your baseline vitamins and minerals. You can get them in a drink mix so you can make it taste any way that you want. You don't have to take a lot of pills. That is now also on sale, plus free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. Bodies is on sale, free shipping. Turbo Force on sale, free shipping. VasoBeat on sale, free shipping. DNA Force Plus, that is selling out, but it's 60% off plus free shipping. 60% off DNA Force. That is a very expensive product for us to produce. And it has 170 clinical studies talking about how effective it is at protecting the end caps of your DNA, the telomeres that constantly get shorter as you age. DNA Force now 60% off plus shipping, free shipping. Many other products, 60% off, 50% off, up to 60% off plus free shipping, InfoWarsStore.com. All right, when we look at this and the second wave, it's being driven by the wave of fear. The fear based not on cases, not on deaths, not on people who are sick, but on test cases. And now President Trump is going to massively roll out these new rapid tests from Abbott, which are quantitative, and I just talked about the basis of it. Merkel, however, is deeply concerned by the rapid jump in coronavirus infections. And as I just reported, the first post-pandemic cruise ship out of Greece, they had a dozen crew members out of 150 that they tested test positive. So therefore, everybody's under lockdown. And we got to stop it all again. And that's what they're going to do with the food processing plants. By the way, you know, when we go back and we look at the Diamond Princess cruise ship, you had a situation there where out of about 3,000 crew and other people, they had about 600 people who tested positive. Only 300 of them had, half of them had symptoms. So half of them did not have symptoms, but they tested positive. Now you got 300 people, however, that's about 10%, were sick, had symptoms, were sick. And you had the, doctor who was a infectious disease doctor. He had been to the Ebola outbreaks in Africa. And he said, I've never been more afraid, even with the Ebola outbreaks, which kills 80% of the people who catch it. Because of the lax controls that were on that cruise ship. Now, everybody there had been eating from a common, you know, a few common restaurants, eating from buffets, as is common on a cruise ship. He said there was no procedures being followed there as they were taking food around. And we've just seen how the quarantine hospitals in Australia, you now have that Chinese dictator that they put in place there, bought with $1 trillion worth of cash, has now been accused of the death of 768 people in sloppy quarantine situations in their quarantine hospitals. But even in spite of all that, and even in spite of a population that in general is not very healthy, that's elderly, has multiple comorbidities, that's what you find on a cruise ship typically, you still had 12 casualties out of 3,000 people. That's something to remember. It's something to remember when we see these positive cases being highlighted, that everybody freaked out about the positive cases being diagnosed at the CPAC at the very beginning of this. Oh, all these conservatives are going to die. Now we hear that. Again, you know, everybody said that, look at that, Louis Gohmert, he didn't wear masks, and he's chided people for wearing masks, and look, he's now got COVID. And now look how silent CNN and the Drudge Report and all these fearmongers are when Louis Gohmert easily beat it with hydroxychloroquine, zinc, azithromycin, and he also took the aerosol asthma steroid. Over-the-counter stuff. Over-the-counter stuff. And he beat it. They all start beating the drum about the governor of Missouri. Same situation as I reported last week. Look, he and his wife are sick, and they didn't like masks either. They were pro-choice on masks. Well, you know, Ralph Northam, governor of Virginia, anti-choice on masks. You all wear a mask, so presumably, I mean, he would never violate his orders, right? I mean, you know, Northam really believes that everybody that gets it's going to die, right? So you know that Northam, who has mandated masks, would be wearing a mask, and yet he and his wife also got COVID. I wonder if they'll be so political about all this that they'll refuse to take hydroxychloroquine. Or when push comes to shove. Okay, so when we look at this, let's take a look at the latest. Well, we'll do that when we come back. We'll take a look at Fauci. He's been on ABC, and he's actually pushing the cases. We got the cases coming back. The cases are here. Cases, cases, cases. It's not deaths. It's not a curve. It's now cases. It's test cases. And as I said, this is a test of your intelligence. It's a test of your backbone. American Thinker says, here's the cases fraud exposed. They've made a god out of government, and because of this, we've seen an unprecedented loss of jobs, of businesses, a shutdown of schools, of entertainment, of hospitals, a mandating of masks and social distancing. Not because of a global pandemic, but because of our foolish, unprecedented reaction to a declared global pandemic. The Atlanta Journal and Constitution headline says, Georgia tops 300,000 cases. Well, it downplays the fact that hospitalizations and deaths have long been on decline. Oh, okay. Their change is a game changer. It's a game changer because they've moved the goalposts. They keep doing that. We'll be right back.
It's the evening of September 26, 2020, and I just got done watching the horrible footage of thousands of riot police with truncheons beating thousands of peaceful people in Trafalgar Square protesting the COVID martial law lockdown. An iron curtain is descending over the world from the United Nations, even more evil than the old Soviet Union. And its model is communist China. We're not facing incremental tyranny. We're facing absolute 100% commitment to evil, because the system thinks we're weak and thinks we're stupid and is making this move. And whether it's Australia, the UK, or the US, Black Lives Matter, funded by Soros, can run around and kill cops and burn things down and they're heroes. And oh, nobody's worried about the COVID BS, but when it's patriots saying we have rights, we have dignity, they get viciously attacked. All the videos are at Infowars.com of David Icke speaking and more.
The way the psychological warfare operation works is very, very simple. They get you to give up freedoms by increments, always promising it's only going to be a short period of time, and then the restrictions will be released, but they're not. After a significant amount of time, always 4 or 5 times longer than what they said, they will then slightly release it a little bit, only tighten it down even more later. This is called successive approximation, incrementalism, or the inchworm effect. This is the most common way the totalitarians take over. But there then becomes a point where the public wakes up under the incrementalism, he starts resisting, and then there's usually a giant purge and a clampdown, and you'll see more tyranny rolled out in just a few days, weeks, or months than you saw in the previous 10 years. And that's the period we're in globally right now. A world government, Chi-Com-backed, globalist corporate takeover of the planet that wants you poor and absolutely sick under their thumb forever.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Yeah, we've had, it'll be interesting. The debate tonight could have some really good sound bites coming out of it, because we had one from Joe Biden giving a speech. He said, some black woman was able to stack the grocery shelves while I stayed in the basement. Well, you know, let's hope that somebody is stacking the grocery shelves, that they can keep those things stacked. But we'll see what happens. Again, the debate is about 11 hours away. Should be very entertaining. But we're talking about the COVID cases, because what is not entertaining is the fact that we're ramping up for a second lockdown. And I want to show you how the propaganda is rolling out. Fauci, still not charged, still not taken away in handcuffs for the multiple crimes that I believe he's committed. David Martin laid that out. You can see that at roundtablereport.com, my interview with him, as well as, you know, transcript of that, as well as a link to the video. What he has done to this country, what President Trump has allowed him to do this country, is, I think, the greatest crime I've seen any administration pull off. It is the crime so far of the century. But of course, they've got imaginations, and they're working on doing it yet again and doing it in a bigger way. Here he is on ABC News being interviewed by Amy Robach. And I want you to listen to not only what the liar in chief says at the White House, but I want you to hear what this reporter at ABC says to just absolute propaganda shill, Amy Robach. Video clip number two.
Joining us now is Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's foremost infectious diseases expert and a member of the White House Coronavirus Task Force. Dr. Fauci, thank you for being with us. In addition to those state numbers, we have some other disturbing news. Back in August, you said the U.S. needed to get to 10,000 cases per day to get some control over this virus. Well, right now, we are averaging more than 40,000 new cases a day. How would you describe where we are as a nation right now?
Yeah. Well, we're not in a good place with regard to what I had said back then, because as we get into the fall and the winter, you really want the level of community spread to be as low as you possibly get it, as more people, as the weather gets colder here in this country and most parts of the country, people are going to be going indoors. There's certainly parts of the country that are doing well, but as you mentioned correctly, there are states that are starting to show uptick in cases, and even some increase in hospitalizations in some states.
Sometimes people are sick, but we very well might start
seeing increases in deaths. That's really something that I had discussed some time ago. It's something you don't want to be in a position like that as the weather starts getting cold. So we really need to intensify the public health measures that we talk about all the time.
I'm curious, with all that you just said and where we are now as a nation, what you make of Florida's decision to ease those restrictions, opening up bars and restaurants.
Well, that is very concerning to me. I mean, we have always said that myself.
They might stay
and Dr.
in business.
Deborah Birx, who's the coordinator of the task force, that is something we really need to be careful about, because when you're dealing with community spread, and you have the kind of congregate setting
it
where
isn't
people
happening.
Get together,
you know that.
Particularly
you're a liar.
Without masks, you're really asking for trouble. Now's the time, actually, to double down a bit. And I don't mean close. When I say that, people get concerned that we're talking about shutting down. We're not talking about shutting anything down. We're talking about common sense type of public health measures that we've been talking about all along.
The mask is not common sense. Common sense would tell you that the mask doesn't work. Common sense will tell you what Fauci was telling you, what the U.S. Surgeon General Jerome Adams was telling you, what the World Health Organization was telling you at the beginning of all this. It doesn't help. It actually makes things worse. They're constantly slipping down on people's noses as they pick them up. They're getting their hands contaminated, and they're touching this and that, you know. I mean, come on. Common sense tells you this guy doesn't believe his own propaganda, and you shouldn't either. We're going to be talking to Matt Bracken coming up, but in the first segment, we're going to talk about this lockdown, universal basic income, another $2 trillion coming. We'll talk about the vaccines. We'll talk about the Gulag Archipelago. That's right, these Stalinist system. It might actually be replaced by this. That's one good thing that may come out of this.
And perhaps, most cruelly of all, if Donald Trump has his way, the complications from COVID-19... which are well beyond what they should be. It's estimated that 200 million people have died.
200 million people have died, probably by the time I finish this talk.
Right after Joe Biden made that statement that more than 60% of America has died from COVID-19, when it's not even 200,000 in reality, he went on to say 6 million have lung scarring and heart damage. It's all made up. But you know where he got it? The mainstream media that continues to actually say things like that. They said that 4% of America would be dead already. Of course, it's 0.0000 and then add a number because the numbers vary. It's a real virus, just like people being struck by lightning is real. But to shut down society over lightning strikes is hysteria and is mind control.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
All right, we know that the economy is going to be a part of the discussion tonight. of course, President Trump will not take any responsibility for the massive loss of businesses, 100,000 of them. He will take responsibility and credit for his platinum plan, where he's going to spend, you know, it was a little over $500 billion, 520, I think it was, in the initial PPP, payroll protection plan. That's going to keep small businesses afloat, right? They handed out $380 billion of it. Most of it went to large corporations. Large corporations who, you know, the bankers like. The bankers are the ones who are brokering out these loans. And so they called up their large corporations, and President Trump redefined the definition of a small business to be not 500 employees for the business, but if you've got, you know, 500 or fewer employees per location, That means his employees, his restaurants, as well as giant national chains were able to snarf up most of the money, and a lot of small businesses never saw it. So out of $500 billion, $380 billion allocated mostly to big corporations, Wall Street. We had hedge fund people that got it. We had Planned Parenthood get $80 million of it. And now we've got, as we look at this, I don't know if they're going to do a second wave of PPP. They're talking about a another stimulus. I don't know how much of that is targeted towards businesses. But President Trump has targeted $500 billion, which is what they were going to give for all small businesses. Again, didn't go to small businesses, but now $500 billion, and it's going to go only to black businesses. Now, we'll have to see about that. I mean, you know, kind of like their definition of what a small business is. We'll have to see what their definition of a black business is. Probably qualifies if you've got one black employee in your hedge fund company on Wall Street. But I don't like Marxism. And folks, this is Marxism. This means that they will tell you when and how you can work. They will decide which businesses are essential. And guess which businesses are going to be essential? The ones that they have an interest in, or the ones that are interested in them, who give them money, campaign money. And I don't like the fact that everybody gets the same income and that you're barred from having a business. This is what we're talking about, universal basic income. I had some person tweet at me, and the tweeter said, well, hey, if Trump is supporting and enacting universal basic income, and he is, he says, if he's doing universal basic income, I'm all for that. Oh, really? Well, we'll take a look at what this looks like. Before we leave this other stuff here, though, I just want to give you an update from one individual, Don Shackelford, who contacted me. He said, you reported on my case about being arrested for wearing a mask in a Boost mobile store in Monk's Corner, South Carolina, about 2 months ago. They charged me with trespassing because there was no law for having to wear a mask. I'm happy to report, listen to this, folks. I'm happy to report that I beat their trespassing charge in criminal court. Case dismissed. You hear that? They came after him and said, oh, well, you know, this is a private property. They can force you to wear a mask. No, you can't. He beat the charge in criminal court. The police, however, left me with bruises and a damaged knee, all because of a mask. So now I'm obtaining a civil rights lawyer, and I'm going to sue Boost Mobile for discrimination and Berkeley County Sheriff's Office for violating my rights, for police brutality, and for discriminating against me for my medical issue. Good for you, Don. Good for you. He says, we all have to stand up and fight for liberty. Say no to tyranny. Say no to the muzzles. The Constitution is on our side if we will stand up and fight. Don Shackelford, good for you. Good for you. Thank you for doing that. We got other people who are standing up. We have Canadians across the country this Sunday, October the 4th. We'll do an annual life chain. It's a pro-life demonstration. They're going to do it. It's an outdoor event. But they're going to have thousands who are going to take to the streets to protest hundreds of thousands of babies being killed every year. Every year. By the way, you know, Fauci and the NIH, one of the key customers of Planned Parenthood, murder for hire. Say, yeah, we'd like to have, you got some of them livers? We want some fresh livers. Can you make sure that you get them at the right stage and terminate the baby in the appropriate way so the liver is not damaged? We'll give you top dollar for that. Massive D.C. prayer march. Of course, we had this last week in Franklin Graham. Thousands in the mall. I mean, we've seen the pictures of this. This is massive. It's interesting to me that that didn't get as much coverage as London. I know in London it got a lot of coverage because they arrested a German professor, because they arrested David Icke, because they got violent and brutal with people. But let me tell you, when you have these massive numbers of people who assemble because they're concerned about, you know, it's a prayer march or it's a protest of abortion, or they just get together by the thousands to have church every week, that shows that this is a lie. That is the most effective way you show this is a lie. Refuse the mask. Refuse to comply. Do not comply with this. Meanwhile, this is how they're destroying us financially. This is going to be long-term damage, folks. Even after we recover from this and get things opened up. Democrats have released a $2.2 trillion COVID package. The second round. It'll have a $1,200 stimulus check. Oh, boy. $600 in extra unemployment. Hey, and $225 billion for schools and $75 billion for testing to make sure they lock everything down again. They want to keep you locked down. They want to keep you on a little minimum. Can you live on the $1,200 stimulus check? I mean, the cover of the New York Post, as we have restaurants open at 25% indoors tomorrow. But the owners say it's table scraps. And there's a picture of a little boy there with a mask on, handwritten sign, save my daddy's restaurant. It may be too late. This is what Abbott is doing to Texas restaurants as well. Oh, well, 25%, now 50%, now 75%. Oh, but here's your check. We're going to get a little bit of a check for you here. Let me tell you something. This $75 billion for coronavirus testing, remember these tests are $5. We're talking about 15 billion tests. 15 billion tests. That tells you right there. You know, Trump has already ordered 150 million tests. You know, that's one for every two people. But now they're talking about 15 billion tests. So now we're talking about 50 tests per person. That means they're going to be testing you every day if you want to do anything, if you want to go anywhere. Like I said, this is what the Democrats want. It's what the Republicans want. You got Mark Cuban. Every household in America should receive a $1,000 stimulus check every 2 weeks. Every 2 weeks. The technocrats have been engineering the removal of your jobs, the removal of middle-class businesses, using themselves as a point of control in a public-private partnership with government to surveil you. They will control and surveil and report to the government everything the government wants them to do. Wear a mask? That's fine. You want to jump on one leg in order to get into my store? I can make you do that too. Other than that, you don't get any food, you don't work, you don't have a job. That's the point of control. They're going to use that then once they establish the fact they must control your access to places. Well, how do they know? How do they know that? Well, they've got to have a universal ID. That comes in as well. So you got surveillance, you have control, you have an identification number, you have them where they've got you by the short hairs when it comes to work, to money, everything. You're dependent on them. You don't even have a job. You got to depend on them for income. That's why these billionaires have been pushing this. People like Mark Cuban, people like Elon Musk, funding universal basic income, pushing the politicians who did that. And remember how radical and ridiculous that was? We were talking about that a year ago. And now who's doing it? Donald Trump is doing it. He's quibbling with these people over small differences. Like I said before, what's the deal? You don't ever come back when you talk about the minimum wage. You'll say, well, you're raising the minimum wage. That doesn't really help anybody. Okay, well, yeah, let's make people feel good. Make it $50 an hour, $500 an hour. Let's just do that, right? And, of course, Mark Cuban, as irresponsible as he is, you talk about profligate spending. He wants to make sure that you have a requirement that you got to spend the money within 10 days or you lose it, because they don't want you to save any money. They don't want you to accumulate wealth. They don't want you to be able to move up the economic ladder. We'll be right back.
If you look at the top tech billionaires and the big banks that finance and control them, to a man and to a woman, they believe there's too many people on the earth, and they constantly whine about when they want to go to a mountaintop or a national park, they have to look at us, the common people. They have to look at the proletariat. They have to look at the scum. That's why they love the lockdown, putting muzzles on us. That gives them a big thrill, controlling where we can go, what we can do, bankrupting Main Street, bankrupting small towns. All of it is a vertical integration, consolidation, so they can then dictate the terms of our total surrender, which is taking sterile vaccines day one. Ladies and gentlemen, all the games are over. Playtime's over. They used all the entertainment and garbage to put us into a trance, and now the spider's moving in for the kill. You know this, I know this, it's all out in the open. The question is, what are we going to do about it? Well, the first thing is identify the enemy. Identify the enemy, identify the enemy, identify your enemy now.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
Remember, the global lockdowns you're witnessing, the Black Lives Matter, Antifa riots, and racial attacks we're all seeing are publicly directed by a handful of top billionaires, led by people like Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos, of course, Tim Cook, and others. They sit up there with their trillions of dollars they control in their companies and their hundreds of billions of dollars individually, leveraging that against us and trying to create an artificial revolution against local government and police. And the mayors are, again, there playing their political game to try to trigger the complete breakdown of the United States and Western Europe so these billionaires can come in and buy it all up for billions on the dollar. That's why I'm so angry at these globalists, because when you're looking at them, they're the ones that sit in their councils and have decided to run these plans against us. They are enemies of humanity and must be dealt with. It's us or them, period. You notice that over and over again, the United Nations, our supposed controllers and bosses, the great arbiter of truth that no one's allowed to disagree with, has come out and said, nothing can treat or prevent COVID-19. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's a total lie. You get a lot of sunlight, it's on record, to produce a ton of vitamin D3, and it's almost impossible to get viral infections when you're getting plenty of vitamin D3 if you have zinc and vitamin C as well. That's why people get the flus and these colds in the winter, because that's when vitamin D levels plunge. Now, I've pointed this out, and the media has called me a scammer for saying that there's hope and that people should have their vitamins and their minerals. Well, now Fauci's been forced to come out and admit that you need vitamin D3 and C. He should have also added zinc, because the NIH website says you die without zinc. But it's good news that he's being pressured now to admit the reality, because so many doctors and nurses and experts in nutrition have been exposing the fact that he's not been warning the public to get their vitamins.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, welcome back. We have joining us now Matt Bracken. We've been talking about the looting from the top down. We've been talking about how the second wave of lockdowns are coming. Second wave of looting is coming from the top down. You know, we've had 100,000 businesses destroyed. I mean, we've had a lot of violence on the street. We've had a lot of businesses that have been burned to the ground, but not 100,000, not yet. It may escalate, though. And as we get to the election and the aftermath of the election, everything running up to the election, it appears that both parties, in my opinion, are campaigning more for chaos and no determination of an outcome than they are actually to win the election. I think they're campaigning for uncertainty and chaos. And I think that's exactly what they're going to get. So what do you do to prepare for that violence? And I can't think of anybody better to talk about that than Matt Bracken, his website, enemiesforeignanddomestic.com. Thank you for joining us, Matt.
It's good to be back.
It's good to have you back.
I think that the biggest beneficiaries of this planned top-down, you know, totalitarian push are the mega corporations. You know, is great. This is the best thing. Every shoe store, furniture store, you know, curio store that's burned or goes out of business, due to the COVID pandemic. Everyone that is taken out of business is more business for Amazon and, you know, global corporate, tech giants.
And it also means that a key part of this plan is to make sure that you can't do anything, that you can't travel, that you can't shop, that you can't go to a restaurant, that you can't go to school, you can't do anything unless you go through their control points. And they know that the giant big box retailers are going to do that. It's one of the reasons why they gave them money. You know, they had $500 billion, 380 of it has gone out so far. A lot of it went to the big chains. They redefined a small business as not a business that has less than 500 employees, but a location that has less than 500 employees. So pretty much any of the national chains could get it. And the national chains have been the point of control. They're the ones demanding the masks in most cases.
Right. It's a way to squeeze out everybody else. You know, here in Florida, I'm on the road this week. Last week, our really brave governor, DeSantis, he's been a real hero in this, I think even compared to Abbott. He put out, like, you know, the new rules, which is basically you can't force anybody to wear masks. And here I am in, on the road, and you'd be surprised by how many restaurants are still demanding people wear masks, even though last week the governor said that's out. So the sheeple mentality is really strong. Yes. And I think that I'm not going any place that requires a mask now. I went to the post office yesterday, no mask. The clerks weren't wearing masks. They were wearing shields, like a clear shield behind their plexiglass shield. As if, you know, if this is so deadly, and then I see people like at the beach wearing a mask. I mean, it's rare, but you know, that's a Biden vote right there. I mean, they're at the beach, the air is coming across the ocean, and they're wearing a mask, like some virus is going to attack them. But what it shows about the American mentality is amazing. I'm really kind of disappointed at the lack of pushback. DeSantis almost is like having to push the state towards reopening.
And so DeSantis, many people are like, he has been tops in terms of taking off all restrictions on restaurants. And again, Matt, he came out and talked about what to do about these people setting up dangerous roadblocks and saying, you know, if his proposal goes and he says this is going to be a top legislative item when they come back, we're going to say that it's, first of all, a felony to do dangerous things like that, because it can kill you if you block the road, and it can cause other people to get killed trying to avoid you. And then if somebody is surrounded by a mob and they try to escape, and if some of the mob is hurt, we're not going to charge the driver as well. I mean, he's spot on both aspects of this, both on the lockdown and on the Antifa stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, this is a good point of transition, because I was just every day I go to Twitter and I look at Andy Ngo and like a half dozen other guys that are just been doing the best reporting by far. You know, Savannah herself, she's one of them, right? You know, InfoWars own. But so now that they've been come up with a tactic of deputizing the locals as federal marshals, meaning if you attack them now, it's a federal crime. Antifa is going into just regular suburban neighborhoods, you know, doing restaurant attacks and doing just sleeping neighborhood attacks. And I'm telling you that if the police won't defend a neighborhood, you know, if the police are being held back, you know, there's Savannah. She's awesome. If the police are being held back for whatever political reasons, then my point that I'm trying to make is you cannot defend your own house. You know, you cannot stand like that guy, I think it was in Milwaukee, you know, in your window with a shotgun. You will be arrested. The mob will get off scot-free. What has to happen is you have to take an overall neighborhood protection or defense plan outlook. You can't defend one house from a mob. It's just not possible. That's like each sheep in a sheep herd just saying, make me, you know, turn off the lights and be obscure. Be the sheep in the middle of the herd. Maybe the wolf will just grab a sheep from the outside of the herd and I'll be okay. That is the completely wrong outlook. Now is the time to start organizing your neighborhood.
And we've seen a little bit of that in some places where we had, outside of Chicago, I think it was, that the mob spilled into there. But the people in the neighborhood had already organized and they kind of met them at the entrance of it so that you don't get into a situation like those two lawyers did in St. Louis where they're standing out in the yard.
That's right.
And clearly, you know, they were not very well trained with the guns that they'd probably just recently bought, but they were standing alone as well. I mean, it wouldn't have been very effective even if the mob had decided to attack, even if they did have guns. Talk about how that works, how we organize that on a neighborhood level.
Okay, well, if you start now, now is the time to start looking around your neighborhood. Get out, go on walks. I have a mountain bike. I get all around my neighborhood, say a 1 mile radius, all the my subdivision and the surrounding ones. You'll be able to find out who your allies are. You know, when you see the guy with the Marine Corps flag in his yard and you see him mowing the lawn, you know, make a little FaceTime with him. When these riots start spreading, then you're going to announce on one of the community social media things that your neighborhood might use, something low key like a neighborhood safety meeting. Okay. Don't use the word militia. Never use the word militia. That's
right.
And emphasize your neighborhood. We're not talking about like the county forming up a posse to go chasing people all over the place. It's just your neighborhood and it's self-defense.
That's right. And about that. You're right. That militia is a red flag word for the, you know, wrongly discredited. I mean, that's a completely legitimate term and, understanding, but it's something that they're going to use to come out.
But militia implies that this self-appointed platoon of, you know, troops at whatever level of training they have is going to go anywhere in your county or state to confront whatever risk that they see. That is always going to get the attention of the feds in a bad way.
Yeah.
But nobody
can.
Make it neighborhood. And the low hanging fruit in this equation is the arsonist. Okay.
Break. We're going to be right back. We'll talk more about what you can do specifically in your neighborhood. I walking around my neighborhood, I've got one neighbor who's got a Biden sign. So my first strategy, Matt, is I'm going to be, if things break out, I'm going to run down and steal his sign and put it in front of my house. That's my first thing I do. Then we take up defensive position. We'll be right back with Matt Bracken. Stay with us.
Hello, my name is Dr. Fauci. Does it matter if I'm invested with Bill Gates and many of the same vaccines I push on you? It's the same thing with the health ministers in the UK and Europe. They're all invested as well. But the governments have decided it's not a conflict of interest. Also, the media is going to call me a genius when the second wave I've been warning of comes in the fall and winter. Because we're going to count all the flu and all the pneumonia and cold deaths of old people again. And the lockdown will never end. That's why we're saying the vaccine will take several years. But don't worry, it'll come out. I'll make a bunch of money. You'll get sick, but that's okay. Because I ran the Wuhan lab, and it's all public. But I don't get in trouble. If you talk bad about me, we use Big Tech to shut you up.
Computer research scientists, engineers working with attorneys, have conclusively proven and put out detailed reports at Tablet Magazine, documenting what any trained eye could already see as plain as day. Communist Chinese working in tandem with the United Nations and the Democratic Party in the United States, as well as the media, put out fake videos and total hysteria to make it look like Day of the Dead, End of the World in China earlier this year.
Then the UN put out standardized rules designed to keep the West locked down when China reopened within 3 months. This is the greatest strategic coup ever. This is 21st century warfare being carried out through psychological means for the ultimate psyop. Paul Joseph Watson has written about it at InfoWars.com. Myself, Alex Jones, David Einhorn, and Troy are covering this heavily. This is the way to bring down the globalists, is exposing how communist China and the UN were behind the hysteria.
The way the psychological warfare operation works is very, very simple. They give up freedoms by increments, always promising it's only going to be a short period of time, and then the restrictions will be released. But they're not. After a significant amount of time, always 4 or 5 times longer than what they said, they will then slightly release it a little bit to only tighten it down even more later. This is called successive approximation, incrementalism, or the inchworm effect. This is the most common way the totalitarians take over. But there then becomes a point where the public wakes up under the incrementalism, he starts resisting, and then there's usually a giant purge and a clampdown, and you'll see more tyranny rolled out in just a few days, weeks, or months than you saw in the previous 10 years. And that's the period we're in globally right now. A world government, Chi-Com-backed, globalist corporate takeover of the planet that wants you poor and absolutely sick under their thumb forever. It was in the Telecommunications Act of 1996 that all new cell phones would track your GPS location. I read from the federal law and listeners couldn't believe me because that was un-American. Now the media admits that almost every app and every company that are on Apple and Androids don't just track your location, but your surfing history, where you go, who you talk to, your relationships, and they all share the data with each other of what you're doing on the apps as well, including having apps turn on and listen to what you're saying, just like Siri or Alexa do, and then putting databases, transcripts of everything you say into those systems to be saved forever. Your phone is spying on you, and companies are generating secret surveillance scores based on information. This is the global Chinese communist social credit score. Get your protection privacy pockets at InfoWarsStore.com and cut Big Brother off dead in his filthy tracks. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking to Matt Bracken, enemiesforeignanddomestic.com, and we're talking about how to defend your home. That begins with defending your neighborhood, as Matt was talking about collective defense, and we're also going to talk in this segment about what do you do about your vehicle self-defense. But Matt, let's finish up about the best way to protect your home, which is really by protecting your neighborhood. Go ahead. You were just saying, don't use the term militia. That is a red flag for a lot of reasons. One of the reasons is they can assert that you're going to go anywhere. You're going to go on the offense. You're going to be vigilantes and so forth. That's not necessarily true, but that's the way they're going to perceive it. So if you focus on protecting your neighborhood, getting to know your neighbors, what else do people need to know to do that effectively?
Well, the hard part is right now is finding forming the group. Who in your subdivision, let's say just randomly, there's 100 homes in your subdivision. I suggest getting out, being seen, learning who some of these guys are, you know, the veterans. You can tell by their flags, their bumper stickers, their yard signs. Then when there's, say, some break-ins or some nearby crime, a home invasion nearby, post on social media that, you know, that you want to have just a neighborhood safety meeting and schedule it for someplace like, you know, public picnic area or the playground where there's some tables, some public space that you don't need a permit for. Maybe 8 or 10 people will show up, and that's okay because those 8 or 10 people will form the nucleus. The goal is to stay ahead of the escalation of violence, not to be caught, you know, back on your heels. So when there's, say, a riots in your town and you call the second meeting, instead of 10 people showing up, you'll have 50 or 80 people show up, and the 10 original ones will be the cadres that are passing out pre-printed leaflets and so forth, you know, with your ideas that will be readily accepted. And the goal eventually is to try to turn your neighborhood into its own self-declared gated community, where instead of everybody hiding behind their door trying to guard their little house, and in America, you know, what they call a stick-built house, it's basically a Roman candle just waiting for a Molotov cocktail, right? So yep. The only way that you can defend your house is to keep people out of the neighborhood. Now, so that eventually, as these communists are rampaging wider and, you know, more widely, they're going to just get to the front of the neighborhood and that's it. They'll be stopped right there. But mm-hmm. if you did find yourself where these, you know, like in a Kenosha situation, rather than trying to stand in front of a business with an AR-15 being filmed by, you know, a dozen cameras, the way to confront arsonists in particular, and the arsonists are the low-hanging fruit, because nobody can defend an arsonist. Nobody can say, that arsonist had a right to set those cars on fire. How dare you do anything kinetic to them?
Well, and, other than CNN. Yeah, but, mostly but, peaceful yeah. arsonists, right?
But yeah, personally,
I understand what you're saying.
But shooting an arsonist from your own front step means you'll at least be in like a Kyle Rittenhouse or a McCloskey situation.
Yeah.
And I would suggest taking the neighborhood defense route and shooting maybe birdshot or rock salt at the arsonist, group of arsonists, and the people around the arsonist, to me, are shielding them. They're mm-hmm. obscuring mm-hmm. them. They're all wearing black, so you can't identify and arrest the particular arsonist.
Oh, and that's by design. I mean, we've seen the documents where they say that we'll use the peaceful people up front as a shield and as a cloak to hide the other individuals. And so now we're getting into some of the details that I really want you to get into with people. You know, talking about the fact that you use birdshot or something like that.
Right.
That,
still
serious, but it's not, you know, not as a heavy load. Yeah.
It's not a totally lethal load, but it's a very wide dispersal load. So mm-hmm. with turkey shot, where the balls are the size of like little BBs, and you're going to have, you know, 50 or 80 of them in a shell, there's a concept called skip shooting or skip firing. When you shoot a billiard ball at the wall, it comes off at the same angle, but when you mm-hmm. skip shoot towards the street, it doesn't. It goes at like knee level, ankle level. Hmm. Okay, once it hits, it doesn't rebound up at the same angle. So skip firing turkey shot at a mob that is including arsonists, or the other trick that these guys, the Antifa BLM guys are using, they take the high altitude, powerful pyrotechnics, the things that you shoot up on the 4th of July, mm-hmm. instead of dropping them down a mortar tube so that the first charge throws it 1,000 feet up, they just light it and use it as a grenade. That inside of a car or a building is an explosive pyrotechnic incendiary grenade. And to me, that is already using deadly force. Just because, you know, it hasn't been thrown into your car, I think that anybody using pyrotechnics like that or Molotov cocktails, to me, a civilized country would say they have no civil right to do that.
That's right. You know, that's right. And I think you can make a case for that if you have to defend yourself in court. It's easy to make a case for that. I think even in the most liberal jurisdictions where they're going to arrest people, that's what we saw in L.A. We saw them, and we saw the overhead footage of what happened to that Prius. And it was absolutely amazing to me that the police came after those people. They were being attacked by a mob as they tried to drive away. The mob had people who were ready on cars to chase them.
Yes, they had several different types of vehicles ready. They had a pickup truck with people in the back. That was very fast and used as a cutoff vehicle. You can see that mm-hmm. right there.
Mm-hmm.
Then they had a convertible, like with more people. And the point of both of them is they don't have to open doors. They can just jump out like a troop carrier. Now you mm-hmm. can see the guy on a motorbike. He's there for pursuit. If the guy gets out of the Prius and tries to run down an alley, the motorbike can always catch a human. Then you can see how fast the guys on the mountain bikes show up. So these aren't just passive, Karens sitting around in the mob. Look at the guy with the skateboard. He knows what he's doing with that skateboard. He's using the wheels to break the windshield. See that?
Yep. They've trained for this.
And something very important to think about, as this election has no determined result, and the communists are saying that they're going to go for it now, they're not going to have a Trump reelection under any circumstances. The same tactics that you see used against that Prius, where they're just attacking it with skateboards, as it escalates, it can be throwing a pyrotechnic explosive, meaning a 4th of July firework, into that car. That's deadly. You know, we've seen police having, these are burning metals. It's like white phosphorus with different types of metals to make the different colors. Those embed in your skin and continue burning. It's really nasty stuff. And it'll definitely ignite a car that you're in. Or it can just go like full South America, like pistols. You know, instead of just skateboards, it'll just be pistols. So people need to be thinking very defensively about driving. And fortunately, in the state where I live, DeSantis is trying to get a law passed that will make it a felony for a mob to block a public highway. And anybody who feels threatened by the mob will be able to drive through it with no legal repercussions. This puts the onus where it should be on these revolutionaries who are taking over public streets to block, you know, law-abiding citizens. Because that's what it's going to take. It's going to take people just driving over them. You know, we've seen it a few times.
That DeSantis has done that, but if your governor hasn't done that, or if they're hostile like they are in the, California, Washington, Oregon, if they're hostile to people who are trying to defend themselves, you still have a reasonable, you can still defend yourself in front of a jury, just like we talk about defending yourself with a firearm. You know, better to be judged by 12 than carried by 6.
And the thing to keep in mind with vehicles is you need to really be up on where these riots are happening. So if you do carry a smartphone and you have some kind of an app that will alert you about local news, avoid these areas. That Prius, you know, sometimes there's just no other way to get home. You know, there's a mountain there, or there's a river there, and that's the only turn you can make. But the Prius probably just shouldn't have been there. But once you're in the mob and you can't back out, move forward at 5 miles an hour. Even a small car is over 100 horsepower. That's like plow horses. So these people that stand in front of a car like they're going to hold it back, it's hopeless. Not just a pickup truck or an SUV, but even that Prius. If you move forward at 5 miles an hour, you're demonstrating to a future grand jury or DA that you didn't just try to run them down. They chose to stand in front. They can just walk out of the way.
And you might want to have a dash cam, too, as a witness so people can see what's being done to you as well. Matt Bracken, enemiesforeignanddomestic.com. We'll be right back.
Where the hell did this water come from?
InfoWarsStore.com.
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
Hello, my name is Dr. Fauci, and I've been at the NIH and CDC for 45 years, and I've overseen, the AIDS pandemic and so many other things, and I take my orders from Bill Gates, Dr. Bill Gates. I mean, he's not a doctor, but he controls everything you do, and he now says you're going to take the shots. And, of course, in England, they are now saying what I told you. You will not be allowed to travel. Leave your home until you take all the shots. Bill Gates, your owner, your master, says you will have to take 4 to 5 COVID shots a year for adult, 2 for baby. Baby may be much more manageable, just like Bill Gates give you polio and vaccine. I'm Dr. Fauci, reminding you that we owe you.
The Renaissance, the Great Enlightenment, it's all being swept away and being replaced by scientific tyranny that's establishing a form of planetary digital law where the technocrats are above the law and the public isn't even considered to be as valuable as a cow. In fact, humans are seen as garbage that's going to be taken out and removed. That is the post-human exterminist plan. That is the public ideology of the globalists. And everything they've built with this high-tech grid is to absorb us and anesthetize our minds as we're slowly killed. And any future generations that happen to straggle out of their mother's wombs will be a mere shadow of what humans once were. This is the satanic ruling elite engaged in mass vandalism against God's creation, humanity. This is the essence of evil.
I don't want to be negative about the prospects of the election, but I need to be honest with everybody. The Democrats and their deep state controllers, communist Chinese, have come out and said they're going to contest the election. They know that Trump's going to win in a landslide. And the destabilization that that's going to cause is going to further destroy the markets and the economy. And going into the future, even if Trump is able to prove that he's won the election, the Democrats have said they're going to break away politically and culturally into the blue states and blue cities and basically use that as a pretext to sabotage the Republic even more. So until this cancer is rooted out, until these criminals that work with foreign governments that are trying to basically destroy the country are punished and removed, it's just going to continue to happen. And so that's the big problem here, is that we have systemic dug-in corruption by people that hate the country's very existence.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
I'm ready for you.
Well, here it's fine. All right, we got one more segment here with Matt Bracken, and you've heard some excellent information from him. We're going to talk more about the tools and the tactics of Antifa. What are they likely to do to you in your neighborhood, in your vehicle? And we're going to give you some more tips from Matt Bracken as to what you can do defensively to defend yourself against these tactics and weapons that they are using. And before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you about our sale at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got up to 60% off plus free shipping on many items. Things like DNA Force Plus, selling out, but it's 60% off now, folks. 60% off DNA Force Plus. I mean, that is a massive dollar savings. It's a very expensive supplement to produce, perhaps our most expensive. 60% off plus free shipping. It helps to protect your body, your DNA. It helps to protect the health of the telomeres, the end caps on your DNA, which naturally over a period of time as your cells are reproducing and subdividing and so forth, that those DNA caps get shorter and shorter and shorter. It's a very easy biological clock to predict your natural life expectancy, absent some kind of accident or something like that, or some kind of illness. It just shows, you know, the natural aging, the comorbidities that are likely going to happen because as those end caps disappear, your DNA starts to not be protected, starts to unravel. You start to get all kinds of health conditions. It's what we call a natural death. So if you want to try to slow that process down somewhat, DNA Force Plus, very, very effective, 60% off, plus free shipping. We also have on sale Bod Ease, plus free shipping. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix, a great way to take your baseline nutrition of vitamins and minerals in a drink format. That is now on discount, on sale, plus free shipping. Winter Sun Plus, Vitamin D Plus, Vitamin K to help to protect your immune system. That is now on sale, plus free shipping. We have many items, several of them 60% off, 50, 60% off, and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. And don't forget, we still have a reasonable time on delivery of storable food, 1 to 2 weeks. And the chaos is really going to begin, I believe, as the election happens. We were just talking about that. Everybody knows this is going to happen. Both parties know this is going to happen. I mean, they could stop the lockdown. They could do in-person voting. But no, we're going to have this game about ballot harvesting and mail ballots and all this other kind of stuff. It's almost as if they want the kind of chaos. And, you know, Matt, when we're looking at this, I think it's going to kick off as the election closes. You're going to have these people taking to the streets, as they did after the last election. They're going to take to the streets, not just to protest, but to try to play a card to intimidate people. This is their opportunity to say they have a reason to do this. But part of the reason is going to be to delay this. They're hoping that they can delay this, as Richard Proctor pointed out on the show last week, hoping they can delay this until the magic date put in, that they have to have a determination of the election by inauguration day. If that doesn't happen, Nancy Pelosi's in charge, and I think that's their in-game strategy. But let's talk about what people can do, because we know this is coming. We know the violence is coming. They have made no secret about it. We were talking about vehicle self-defense, some of their tools and tactics. Talk about other things you can do with your car.
Yeah, the main thing, just for somebody, be aware of what's happening in your town. Don't just be the last guy that didn't hear that they're blocking the freeway.
Mm-hmm. That's what happened here in Austin. A guy who was an Uber driver, and he had a drive. He didn't know what was happening. He turns the thing. All of a sudden, there's a mob and a guy with an AR-15 and so forth. And he wound up shooting him. He hasn't been charged, but still, he got into that situation because he's in the wrong place at the wrong time.
But even if it's not an Antifa BLM mob, it could just be like a carjacking attempt, just regular gangland stuff. So what just drives me nuts is I see people parking bumper to bumper when they're in traffic at a red light. You're trapped.
Yeah.
You know, keep a good – some people say so that you can see the tires of the car in front. That depends on whether you're in a truck or – I would just say keep 20 feet back. There's nothing that you need. There's no reason to be closer than 20 feet. If you get rammed from behind, you probably won't make it a three-way insurance claim because you won't be just driven into the car in front. But you're leaving yourself space to cut the wheel and just pull out. And once you cut the wheel, like we were discussing before, at 5 miles an hour, nobody can say you intentionally drove people down. Now, once they break a window.
Before we move on to that, Matt, let's talk about this. You know, getting hit from behind. I leave space there just as a defensive driving situation because when I stop, I'm looking in my rearview mirror to see if somebody's going to come up and ram me from behind. And that leaves me a little bit more space to try to do something, to either pull out or to pull forward or whatever. And that's a big tactic of carjackers, to hit you from behind. And then when you get out, they take your car, they shoot you, right?
Exactly. It's very common in the third world, and we're becoming more third world. So these kind of tactics often are brought in with the quote unquote refugee immigrants, because they're just doing it like they do, you know, back in their third world country. You know, a book I'm reading right now, not my own book, that I highly recommend, that a lot of these ideas that we're talking about are in here with like illustrations, but it's not just cars anyway.
And Street Survival Skills. And who is that?
Yes, by Fernando Aguirre. That's on Amazon.
Okay.
And this book called The Civil Defense Manual, it's comes in two volumes that come together by Jack Lawson. Where is that? That's only sold on a website called civildefensemanual.com. But that's talking about how to turn your neighborhood into a defended, like, medieval village. The point is what I've been making before. You can't just defend your stick-built house or even your stone house. You know, have to defend a neighborhood, and that means you have to start preparing now by identifying the key players so that, you know, you go from six guys to 60 guys. Then when you have the big meeting and you say, look, let's have a vote, but we're not going to allow just traffic to drive through 24/7 through our neighborhood. It's too dangerous. You know,
that's right. I just talked to a guy who he's a retired Marine. He moved down here recently from New Jersey. He said he picked his location because it was on a cul-de-sac. And he looked and he saw there were some big trees and goes, all right, something happens. We can cut these trees down and block the access to our neighborhood completely. Then he identified other military vets in the area, and he's got a thing set up where they're all on like little walkie-talkies all the time. So they're in constant communication with each other.
Yeah, the little Baofeng radios only cost $25, and they're better than the giant Motorola radios of 20 years ago, and you can fit them in your pocket. And you know, you can still buy them freely. A lot of this stuff you won't be able to buy. You know, another factor to consider is if this becomes any kind of a hot civil war, as I often say, everybody gets a vote on the power grid because the power transformers, little ones and big ones, are just so vulnerable. We live in a high trust society where the infrastructure is just laid open. Like, who would try to kill the power grid? Well, a lot of people will during a civil war.
Yeah.
So, buy some solar panels and deep cycle golf cart batteries now, because if you have the power go out, you still want to be able to charge your phone, your flashlights, your walkie talkies. Critical things like this are going to be really important. That's right. You know, to be able to recharge batteries.
If you're on a well, you can have something so you can be able to still get water occasionally and, you know, a gravity feed water filter, something like that, yeah.
Yeah, you have to, you can't plan for the grid and the food distribution system always working. If this becomes a civil war, different groups will start plinking at 18-wheelers or trying to hijack them. And mm-hmm. it can happen very, very fast. You know, we saw in Yugoslavia, first world cities or almost first world cities like Sarajevo went to no power and no food distribution like in a matter of weeks. Just mm-hmm. and lasted that way for more than a year, like no power, no flowing water, people living like rats in basements. You know, stepping outside meant a risk of sniper. This is why the neighborhood approach is so important. 100 homes can keep 4 or 5 guys at the single gate 24 hours a day, you know, with air horns and other signals to bring the rest of the quick reaction force. You just can't let bandits drive into your neighborhood and attack a house.
Yeah.
That's the sheep strategy. Don't attack me, attack my neighbor. You know, now is the time to start thinking in terms of neighborhood defense. And it doesn't just mean suburban. This can be like a college dormitory. You know, this can be an apartment complex. You know, your parking lot, instead of it just being open to the public, your parking lot has to be closed off with limited access. You know, even an apartment complex is highly defensible if you make a plan for it. Because if you have to come into a parking lot where there are balconies, you know, aiming weapons at you, you're going to be on your best behavior just because of the amount of firepower that can be focused on that gate.
That's right.
So this is now the time to start thinking about it. And the concept overall is, don't be behind the power curve, always being shocked, you know, always mm-hmm. being in dazed and paralyzed because you didn't anticipate this coming to your neighborhood.
That's right.
Be ahead of it as it happens.
And that's what 2020 has been, isn't it? I mean, so many people are just kind of like deer in the headlight. I can't believe that everything is degraded this quickly. Well, it's about to accelerate as we come to the end of the year. Thank you so much, Matt Bracken.
Thank you.
Enemies, foreignanddomestic.com. Great tips.
If you look at the top tech billionaires and the big banks that finance and control them, to a man and to a woman, they believe there's too many people on the earth, and they constantly whine about when they want to go to a mountaintop or a national park, they have to look at us, the common people. They have to look at the proletariat. They have to look at the scum. That's why they love the lockdown, putting muzzles on us. That gives them a big thrill, controlling where we can go, what we can do, bankrupting Main Street, bankrupting small towns. All of it is a vertical integration, consolidation, so they can then dictate the terms of our total surrender, which is taking sterilant vaccines day one. Ladies and gentlemen, all the games are over. Playtime's over. They used all the entertainment and garbage to put us into a trance, and now the spider's moving in for the kill. You know this, I know this, it's all out in the open. The question is, what are we going to do about it? Well, the first thing is identify the enemy. Identify the enemy, identify the enemy, identify your enemy now. The globalists are very, very honest about their planetary goals. They want private corporate governance above nation states, above religious institutions, above the family. They want total corporate power. There was a great film back in the early 1970s called Rollerball with James Caan, and it's based on a novel set in the year 2020. And in the book, you have mega corporations that control the planet. There are no longer nation states. There are only cities that are the capitals of the corporations. Well, if you actually read what the Davos Group and the CFR, Trilateral Commission, say in the year 2020, that is their end game. That is their goal. So we're talking about a Hunger Games type scenario here, run by very, very, very ruthless people that see us as chattel. And they're using COVID-19 as their takeover strategy and Communist China as their model. We must reject it now.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Defending the American dream. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, welcome back. We're going to be joined by Greg Reese's in Cleveland for the debate, the first of three debates. This one will be moderated by Chris Wallace. He will be the only one who will be asking questions at this. So this is going to be a tag team wrestling match here. We're going to have, on the one team, we will have the referee, Chris Wallace, and Joe Biden. And then on the other team, we'll have President Trump on this. But we're going to talk to Greg Reese coming up in the next segment, again, on location there in Cleveland for the debate. You know, in the lead up to this, we had Joe Biden pandering again to the black vote. But listen to the way that he did this. This is Joe Biden talking about how he is able to stay in his basement as if that is somehow a virtue. I'm so happy I was able to stay in my basement. And let me tell you why I was able to stay in my basement, says Joe Biden. Video clip number one.
The blinders have been taken off. They've all of a sudden seen a hell of a lot clearer. They're seeing, geez, the reason I was able to stay sequestered in my home is because some black woman was able to stack the grocery shelf.
Yeah, there you go. The blinders have been taken off so we can see clearly, but the mask is still on the face so he can't speak clearly. But that is something that he can use to his advantage. Well, you didn't hear me properly. That's just the mask in the way there. But he has to say that he talks about how he was able to stay in his basement. Basement Joe. Joe Basement. He's able to do that because a black woman is stocking the shelves for him, which conjures up images of the movie Christopher Walken as a prepper and as a back, what's the name of that movie? I can't remember that now. Yeah, I wonder if is she stocking the shelves in his basement there? Blast from the Past. That was the name of the movie. It took me a while to come back with that. Yeah. They get sealed in there. They have a jet crash. He thinks it's good. Part of the Cuban Missile Crisis, and this guy is preparing. I mean, he's prepared like Joel Skousen. And he takes his family down. They're taking a look at the thing. And as they're down in the thing, it just happens that a plane crashes on their property. And he thinks it's a nuclear attack. And they stay locked up in this place for a couple of decades, raise their son inside this massively prepared bunker. And then he comes out to take a look at what... Yeah, Blast from the Past takes a look at what society has turned into. they're mutant. They've degraded into this post-apocalyptic society. Boy, you should see 2020. You go back in and lock the doors for sure. So as we look at this, we have a story from the Wall Street Journal. How do Trump and Biden compare on the key issues? Now, what do you think the Wall Street Journal thinks are the key issues? This is why every one of these debates, you hear the same questions on the same issues. And you hear the same answers each time. Well, what is it? Oh, let's see. Tax policy. We'll talk about it. That'll be at the top, they'll say. Tax policy. And because that's going to be a way for them to talk about the New York Times tax policy. As I said before, my question would be, why do we even have taxes? Both of you embrace not just Keynesian economics, but now the modern monetary theory, which says it really doesn't matter. Doesn't matter how much money we spend. It doesn't matter how many trillions of dollars we spend each month. I mean, we're talking about the beginning of 2017. We're talking about a deficit that was approaching an annual deficit of $1 trillion. Now they're spending $1-2 trillion per month. They were saying this is going to be ruinous to the American dollar, to the economy, to our savings, everything. Oh, they don't want you to save. They want to hand you out some money. But under the condition that you're going to spend it within 10 days or you've got to give the money back. And fiscal responsibility is out the window. Why do we have to have taxes if we can never pay back this debt? That's not even close. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Are you sick and tired of your calm, peaceful life? Are you sleeping too well at night? Is your city too safe? Well, not anymore. Introducing Democrats. Politicians so incompetent, they'll fill your neighborhood with riots, looting, rampant violence, and even homelessness. The secret is a special blend of corruption and good old-fashioned stupidity. No more pesky law and order. When Democrats are in charge, nobody's safe.
Simply vote for Democrats, sit back, and watch your neighborhood burn to the ground. But wait, vote for Democrats now, and they'll include rolling blackouts, election fraud, cancel culture, taxes, and more taxes. Democrats, bringing chaos right to your front door.
Truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
All right, welcome back. We are 10 hours away from the first of three presidential debates. This is the most highly anticipated because this will be the first time we see President Trump and Joe Biden go toe-to-toe, mano-a-mano. And so we have InfoWars team there in Cleveland where the debate's going to be held in 10 hours. We have Greg Reese is joining us now to give us a kind of a view as to what's happening there around the debate. Thank you for joining us, Greg.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about what you see there. How has the COVID situation affected this particular debate? I mean, are the crowds there? Are there, you know, mask police, social distance? What's going on there?
That's been all I've been thinking about since the trip here. I haven't been traveling much since COVID, and the plane ride here triggered me a little bit. I'm not used to wearing a mask, and I don't like people telling me to wear a mask, but I complied on the plane. When we got off the plane, though, I grew up in Cleveland, and I was very curious to see what kind of mask attitude they were going to have here. And I'm somewhat okay with it. I mean, there's definitely a lot of mask wearers, but it's the typical thing you're used to seeing. You see a lot of people that obviously are upset with it and don't care. I haven't been told by many people to wear a mask. It seems to be almost the same as I'm seeing in Austin, Texas. I'm not happy about it. It drives me crazy. And everyone's talking about this debate, and I'm very curious about the debate as well. But
well, I know,
I can think about are the masks.
I know Governor DeWine there in Ohio is taking a lot of criticism, even from the Republican Party, trying to get rid of his tyrannical executive orders. But he wants mandatory masks orders statewide. And it was, I guess, in the lead up to this, you had the lieutenant governor of Ohio last week get booed on the stage by a lot of Trump supporters because he comes out with his mask to sell. I mean, this is something that's put together, a great brain trust idea from Brad Parscale and the Trump campaign team. Hey, we've got some Trump mask merchandise here. We want all of you to wear a mask. And he comes out trying to sell that. And they booed him to the point he said, all right, I got the message. And he shut up about it. So you have to have a mask to get into a restaurant, I guess, right?
We went into a restaurant last night and we had to put one on to walk 3 feet to sit at the bar, basically.
Yep.
It's ridiculous. Exactly. And they got the signage everywhere. The signage is everywhere. It's amazing how fast the signage went up everywhere. We saw a sign down at there's about a 6-block area that's cordoned off and all security for the debates. And all you really see is the security. There's really no crowds or people around there that we can see yet. There probably is media forming there now. But what we saw there was a sign for COVID testing for the debates that appeared to be as if before you could enter the debates, you had to get COVID testing. That's what it appeared to look like. But yeah, the signage is everywhere. And it's just, you know, I'm fed up with it and I'm sick of it. And in my opinion, this is to me the main issue right now. I'm not even that even concerned about any other issue that Trump is talking about. If
right.
Fauci isn't dealt with, if Bill Gates isn't dealt with, if these masks aren't dealt with, then what the hell are we doing?
And, you know, you're talking about having to have COVID testing before you can go into the debate venue there. That quite possibly could be the rapid test that was approved just at the very end of August, emergency approval by the FDA. The Trump administration announced at the end of last week that they were going to fund 150 million of these test kit cases. They're $5 a piece, 750 million. Of course, they've got about $60 billion that's allocated, or I forget exactly how much, but I mean, we're talking about, no, 75 billion. It's going to be 15 billion of these that they're going to fund test cases. They're going to be testing you to go in anywhere, to get on a plane, to go into a business or whatever. I'm curious if they've already, since they've approved these things about 3 weeks ago, I bet they've probably got these rapid test kits as a condition to go into the debate.
Yeah, I would imagine so. I mean, why wouldn't they?
Yeah. And do you, you don't see people camping out early like you typically would with a Trump rally or a Trump debate, right?
Well, there's really not much of an opportunity for it here because the location of the event is right downtown. Well, not downtown, but it's in an area where even the sidewalks are, everything's cordoned off. So there's really nowhere where anyone could camp out. The streets are blocked off, like I said, for about six in a six block radius. And the surrounding area is not a good area. The surrounding area is you're getting into some of the dangerous parts of Cleveland and a lot of homeless population. So it'll be interesting to see what it looks like. We're about to head down there shortly. And I would imagine what we're going to see today is just media, mainstream media set up around it. But they're inside. So I'm curious to see what's going to be on the outside.
Yeah, yeah. It'll be interesting to see how this whole thing has affected the events that surround the debate. And again, I don't think the debate questions, certainly coming from somebody like Chris Wallace, I don't think they're going to deviate from the same questions that they ask every year. I think the elephant in the room, the masks, the tests, the lockdown, the forced depression, I think all this stuff is going to be the elephant that they don't talk about.
100%. They're just going to want to talk about the tax issue, which isn't an issue.
Yeah.
You know, when they released the article.
Yeah, they're not even going to talk about tax reform. I think they'll just talk about the New York Times phony tax hit.
Yeah.
That came out.
Yeah. Absolutely. And are they going to talk about Project Veritas and Ilhan Omar, which if we lived in a real world of honesty, then that's exactly what all they'd be talking about. All the, I mean, what's happening with the voter fraud right now, election fraud right now is over the top. And are they going to even mention that?
Yeah, I doubt it. I doubt it. Yeah, the real issue, the real issues of election stuffing, the real issues of real tax reform, and even the issue, Greg, as to why we should even have taxes. I mean, if they can spend $1 trillion per month and never worry about the deficit, there is no way that the taxes didn't cover the vast, income taxes didn't cover the vast majority of the spending of the government before they started all this nonsense. You know, they have other taxes that they have besides the income tax, but we were running a deficit every year of nearly $1 trillion because the taxes were not high enough to pay for what they're doing. And now that they're throwing out their $1 trillion a month, the question becomes, why should any of us pay taxes if it doesn't matter? I think it's really just another tool of control. The income tax has always been a tool of control more than it's been a tool of revenue, raising.
Absolutely. And it used to be a much bigger subject in the truth community, whatever like that. And it's interesting that you can see the divine nature of what's happening as well, because the fact that the New York Times article came out with that tax, the reaction from those of us that are awakened and seem to care and are aware of what's really going on, that brings tax, what you're talking about, that brings it into the conversation. Yeah, let's talk about taxation. The same thing we saw with Amy Comey Barrett. Say what you will about her, but just the fact that she has two Haitian children, interestingly enough, now that brings a great conversation out into the public about Haiti. Let's talk about children from Haiti. Let's talk about Hillary Clinton and the United Nations and Haiti. What a great conversation to have. So it is interesting, as much as the dark side is working against us with all of their powers, Hollywood and the mainstream media, there is the truth still coming out. There are people waking up. There are people that honestly care about real things. And we just have to just keep pushing through. And we need to get rid of these masks. We need to get rid of Fauci, and we need to expose Bill Gates.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, but that, I think, you know, the thing that scares me so much, Greg, is that this massive infusion of these $5 rapid test kits, I mean, it really goes back to what I covered 200 days ago, the fact that you're going to have daily tests. You'll get some kind of immediate, at the beginning, I mean, the guy who gave this information to me is a guy who's a white hat hacker. And so he knows that they're working on computerized identification and permission systems. And of course, that is part of what Abbott is rolling out. They're talking about how they have a system to alert those who need to know about what your status is with your test and so forth. And so they're going to rapidly move this into universal testing as a precondition to doing anything in your life, and tracking and tracing everywhere that you go, based on shutting down this this virus. And that's what's already being used by Fauci and others. It's about the test. That's what they're going to base the second round of lockdowns on.
And it seems like the majority of Americans are just going along with this.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it is. And I don't think that Chris Wallace is going to go anywhere close to that. And if he does, it'll be, you know, about the I don't even think he's going to talk about the vaccine. I mean, the vaccine on Fox News, the vaccine is kind of like Soros. You know, you shall not talk about those two things on Fox News. That's absolutely verboten. All right. Greg Reese, in Cleveland for the debate coverage. That will be in 10 hours. It's going to be starting. And they're already set up. He's going to give you an idea of what it is like on the ground. We'll be right back. Got to take a break. Thanks, Greg. Take care.
Thank you.
Computer research scientists, engineers working with attorneys have conclusively proven and put out detailed reports at Tablet Magazine documenting what any trained eye could already see as plain as day. Communist Chinese working in tandem with the United Nations and the Democratic Party in the United States, as well as the media, put out fake videos and total hysteria to make it look like Day of the Dead, End of the World in China earlier this year. Then the UN put out standardized rules designed to keep the West locked down when China reopened within 3 months. This is the greatest strategic coup ever. This is 21st century warfare being carried out through psychological means for the ultimate psyop. Paul Joseph Watson has written about it at InfoWars.com. Myself, Alex Jones, David Knight, Owen Schroer are covering this heavily. This is the way to bring down the globalists, is exposing how communist China and the UN were behind the hysteria.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The way the psychological warfare operation works is very, very simple. They give up freedoms by increments, always promising it's only going to be a short period of time, and then the restrictions will be released. But they're not. After a significant amount of time, always 4 or 5 times longer than what they said, they will then slightly release it a little bit, to only tighten it down even more later. This is called successive approximation, incrementalism, or the inchworm effect. This is the most common way the totalitarians take over. But there then becomes a point where the public wakes up under the incrementalism, he starts resisting, and then there's usually a giant purge and a clampdown, and you'll see more tyranny rolled out in just a few days, weeks, or months than you saw in the previous 10 years. And that's the period we're in globally right now. A world government, Chi-Com-backed, globalist corporate takeover of the planet that wants you poor and absolutely sick under their thumb forever.
The planets have aligned globally. They've aligned nationally. They've aligned financially, culturally, but most importantly, spiritually. We are living at a point in human development that will decide the entire future destiny of our species. And that's why big tech control by the very dark forces of the globalist is trying to dumb us down, isolate us, make us depressed, make us alone, and try to control every aspect of our lives, literally brainwashing us with the stimuli that they put forward, because they do not want us to take our birthright, not just of Americana, but of true Christendom and the Renaissance and the Enlightenment. They are trying to create a new dark age where they have all the high technology and life extension, and we are walled off in a technocracy that controls us through carbon credits and through a social credit score. This is their plan. We must come together and awaken out of our trance and say no. We must embrace God.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
again, the debate will be in less than 10 hours. And if you look at the Wall Street Journal, they give us an advance as to what the questions are going to be. Well, they say, you know, tax policy. Isn't that interesting? Usually the very first thing they talk about, especially if you're the Wall Street Journal, would be the economy. It's the economy, stupid. Remember when Clinton's campaign manager said that? He said, yeah, okay, yeah, there's, you know, the impeachment and all that, and Monica Lewinsky and all that, and all of the investigation. And so, it doesn't matter. It's the economy, stupid. It's the, that's what people are going to vote on. They're going to vote based on the economy. And you would think that they would mention that in the Wall Street Journal. You would think that they would talk about the fact that, you know, we have this massive universal basic income, lockdown, forced Great Depression by this novel approach to an alleged virus. You think that that would be a part of it. You think that they would talk about the economy. You know, is it going to come back? Have we kicked off a worldwide depression? No, they're not going to talk about it. They'll talk about tax policy. Why would they talk about tax policy? Because the New York Times has thrown this out to put President Trump on the defensive. They don't really care about tax reform. They're going to talk that. They're going to talk about President Trump's tax returns. That's why they're talking about that. Then they also said, well, you know, immigration was part of the core theme of President Trump's campaign, DACA and all this sort of thing. You know, Biden is all for that. But, you know, President Trump, in the meanwhile, really hasn't done anything with immigration. So that leaves him open there. U.S. foreign policy. This is what the Wall Street Journal says. President Trump and Joe Biden have profound differences in U.S. foreign policy. And Saudi Arabia and Iran, but they hold similar views about limiting troop deployments to the Middle East and Afghanistan. I'm sorry, I hadn't noticed that. I hadn't noticed them actually coming home, and I hadn't noticed Joe Biden even talking about that. He doesn't even talk about that. If he was concerned about that, why didn't the Obama administration do anything for 8 years? Instead, what the Obama administration did, they took the wars that they'd inherited from George W. Bush, multiple wars, multiple countries, all without a definition of what we were doing there, or an endpoint at which we could declare that we had won it. We didn't have any goals. We didn't have any causes to go to war. But, you know, we're just there because, you know, that's the thing to do. That's what an empire does. We fight constant, unending wars. And then, of course, they have been left in place by the Trump administration, because every time he says, well, we're going to draw down some troops, the Pentagon comes back and says, no, you're not. You want to talk about a military coup after the election? Let me tell you, there's been a military coup for the last 4 years. When the commander-in-chief says we're going to pull the troops out, and Pompeo and the Pentagon say, no, you're not. What is that? Is that a military coup? If it isn't, then what do you define a military coup as? Then they go on to say, and then there'll be China policy. How much can Biden get? policing, crime, and racial injustice. So that's what they're going to talk about. A snooze fest. Unless President Trump has some really good insults, or Joe Biden has some really bad gaffes. That may be the case. Let's talk, however, about the tax issue. Because immediately, Joe Biden, just to show you how contrived and planned this all is, Biden had already had set up I paid more income taxes than Donald Trump stickers. They're all ready to go. New merchandise. It was ready to roll. And that's a good question. How did they know? How did they know? How did the Biden campaign, you see the links to it all over the Drudge Report. Here's where you can get your I paid more taxes than President Trump merchandise. Your bumper stickers. Like that. They had this stuff printed up and ready to go. Coordinated with the New York Times. Coordinated with the debate. That's why I said it is a tag team hit piece. And again, it's going to be all about this kind of nonsense rather than when they want to talk about taxes, they're not even going to talk about real tax reform. And they want to blur the lines about what tax avoidance and tax evasion are. Tax avoidance is something that's smart. Tax avoidance is taking advantage of the tax code to pay the least amount of tax that you have to pay. That's a smart thing. It's a good thing. The IRS even encourages that. Tax evasion, on the other hand, is just a flat-out lie. There's no accusations about tax evasion in this. None whatsoever. As a matter of fact, there's also this New York Times hit piece. 10,000 words. 10,000 words. I mean, typically in an article, you try to go for around 300. We know that people got a limited, attention span. They try to go around 300 words. Maybe if it's really long, you might go 700 words. It's getting 1,000 words. It's like nobody's going to read that. They did 10 times what nobody's going to typically read because they just wanted the headlines there. And the devil is in the details. And here's what the details tell us. There is no link to Russia. That's what they said. There's nothing illegal. That's what they said. And they also said the left's not going to be happy about this. Their exact term was it's going to be unfulfilled. Their expectations, their dreams, their aspirations left unfulfilled. There's nothing here to get President Trump on. But it is a smear tactic, and that's why they're releasing it as they did. That's why the Biden campaign has got the bumper stickers ready to go in advance. They'd already planned this, printed this, had it ready to go. And this is why they're not going to really talk about anything of any substance. As I said, you could talk about the fact that the tax code is set up so that legally rich people don't pay taxes. That's by design. And of course, it's not just President Trump. Rich people like Joe Biden and Jill Biden in 2017, 2018. Joe and Jill Biden ran $13 million of profits from speaking and writing gigs through a subchapter S corporation, allowing them to avoid, not to evade, but to avoid paying $500,000 in Social Security and Medicare payroll taxes. Think about this. I mean, not only is it the $500,000 that they were able to avoid by the self-employment taxes. You know, by the way, that's just another one of the lies about Social Security. You realize that when you have your own business or if you're self-employed, what you see on your payroll deducted, 7.62%, is only one half. They intentionally set it up so the employer pays that other half and you don't even see it ever. You don't see it. You don't know that it's there. Your employer knows, however, because if your employer doesn't know what the true cost of your labor is, he's not going to stay in business very long. And so, you know, that's a dodge. So it's actually, 15.2% that you have to pay. They were able to avoid that by running it through an S corporation somehow. I don't know. I don't know how to do that. See, I don't have the kind of lawyers that Joe and Jill Biden can afford or President Trump. So they wind up getting stuck with that stuff. Anyway, my bigger issue, which I don't even mention here, is it gets $13 million in speaking gigs. You know what these speaking gigs are. This is what Hillary Clinton did. This is payoff. This is money under the table. This is influence peddling. Yeah, come in and talk to me for, 5 minutes. I'll give you $500,000. We'll say it's for the speech. that is the real issue there, folks. That kind of corruption, the kind of corruption that we saw in Ukraine with the Bidens and so forth. There's nothing to see here. As a matter of fact, Trump's attorney said, we tried to tell the New York Times that their bottom line that Trump hadn't paid any taxes. We showed them. We have documents that he paid tens of millions of dollars. They didn't even want to look at that. And then I have questions about where did they get these documents from anyway? Where did they get this stuff from? I mean, how do you get somebody's tax returns? Legally. That's the key. Legally. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Remember, the enemy is working around the clock to suppress voices of independent people all over the world. The globalists have a plan for total vertical integration, absolute authoritarianism, to where you are a captive of their devices, of their control. But that is only a means to an end. Once they have the electronic straitjacket in place, they are on record that they will bring in forced inoculations that sterilize you and your family and worse. Many of the vaccines being pushed by the United Nations actually give people polio and actually give people cancer. Most cancer is viral. That's a big secret. But the secret is beginning to come out. It's even in the Associated Press. Remember, all of these banned videos and reports are at banned.video, but only you can share them and save humanity.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
We've now entered month number 8 of the global lockdown, and it's horrible, and it's killing millions of people via starvation. But the good news is it's caused a planetary awakening as well. The general public all over the planet hate Bill Gates. He's the most unpopular person on Earth. People know he's not a doctor. People know he's a eugenicist. The population knows that his vaccines that he pushes have been filled with cancer viruses, polio, sterilants, and more. It's even in the Associated Press. So now they're beginning to understand that we the people know that there is a corporate global government, and that these top tech billionaires sit in meetings and decide to pull the type of race war scams and coronavirus scams that we're witnessing. So remember that, and let them know that we know who they are and what they've done, and we hold them responsible for the collapse of civilization. They are the enemies of humanity. They want you dead.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested.
Arrested.
Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to banned.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Reverse engineering the high-tech takeover plan. This is The David Knight Show.
Some real issues, as you know, with what President Trump has done. I don't have an issue with his taxes. I have an issue with the tax code, which they're not going to talk about.
You know, when we look at the demonization, the intimidation, the smears, which is what this is really about, the New York Times, the Democrats, the mainstream media, is really about intimidation and smears of President Trump. And I absolutely find that reprehensible. I find President Trump's vaccine and testing program and the lockdown and the fact that he's had Fauci there, I believe that the guidelines and recommendations coming out of this have caused a massive Great Depression. That needs to be talked about. Instead, they're going to talk about these other issues. One of the reasons that they do this is to keep people out of politics. Just to let you know what a dirty game it is and how they will come after you with everything that they've got. That's what I really hate about this intimidation stuff. We want to talk about tax avoidance, again, which is not a crime. It's different from tax evasion. Joe Biden, Jill, did the same thing. With $500,000 that they avoided paying taxes in by setting up a complicated structure and using the tax laws, that's all perfectly legal. It's a smart thing to do. I'm sad that we have a tax code that's that complicated that requires people to hire lawyers and so forth to do that type of thing. But, you know, that's all legal to do. So we can talk about tax avoidance. So really, I think that's not a crime. What should be a crime, and isn't, is to be able to avoid the issues in these debates, which is what you're going to see Chris Wallace doing. He's going to be avoiding the central issues that we should all be talking about. Not just the economy. It's about the undeclared martial law that's been with us for nearly 200 days. It's about the government, all governments around the globe, following a Chinese model. I've been talking about this for months. So the real virus, the real pandemic, are the political tactics that have been modeled and exported by China. That's the Chinese virus. The Chinese virus of dystopian tyranny, the dystopian novel that they created, the dystopian novel that they intimidated people with on social media in Italy. It was documented by the New York Times, even to the extent that, you know, Twitter and other social media said, well, we pulled some of those people off. No, they didn't pull the key actors out of there. This was a tactic that went around the world and locked everybody down. As I said, I believe World War III has already started. World War III is not going to be fought nation to nation. World War III will be fought from national government against its own citizens in every country by the Quislings who are doing the work of the New World Order. That's what needs to be talked about in this debate. It's not going to be talked about in the debate. And let me tell you, the key part of this is the financial aspect of this. It is the economy, stupid. This busted, deliberately busted economy is going to cause unbelievable misery for people around the world and starvation. And here's what it looks like. It looks like Steve Mnuchin and the GOP and the Democrats and President Trump pushing another stimulus bill rather than getting their knees off of our necks. Both parties, governors, Republican and Democrat, doing this around the clock. I mean, about the only governor that's not doing this is DeSantis in Florida. And good for him for not doing that. A second round of stimulus checks, as I pointed out earlier, $1,200 more. Here's another $1,200. You good now? You're not going to get any torches and guillotines and come after us like Bloomberg said. This was deliberate. Take your job, the deliberate tactic of this. They've been talking about this for decades, UN 2030. By 2030, they want the middle class jobs gone. They want middle class businesses gone. They want you dependent on them for a handout, universal basic income. They want you locked into your home. All of this being enacted. They were saying it was going to be because of the Green New Deal, and they're not giving up on the environmental laws, on the environmental scare tactics that we're all going to die. But now they've added to it the scare tactic that we're all going to die because of a virus, and everybody bought into that pretty much. And $75 billion for 15 billion tests. 15 billion tests. They're going to test you every day to do anything. And then eventually they're going to say, well, you know, these lines are getting a bit long, and you really don't want this, so let's try to expedite this for you. We've already got some apps that are written. You can have this on your phone and so forth. We'll make this all electronic. Even better, you know, as Bill Gates has already been talking about, he's got his surrogates already talking about the fact that, you know, some of these vaccines, you're going to have to get multiple vaccines. You know, you get the first shot and then the next shot 30 days later. And we need to know that you've had that first shot, and we need to know that you've had the second shot. And we're not going to know how to coordinate these because you're going to be getting them in all these temporary facilities that we've set up. It's like, wait a minute, there's so much here to unpack. Temporary facilities where you do mass vaccinations and so forth. And you need to know that I've had these? Why do you need to know? What business is it? It's none of your damn business whether I've had a shot. It's none of your damn business whether I wear a mask. That's between me and my doctor. That should tell you everything that you need to know. And, of course, this is being talked about now by the Gates organizations because they want to use this as a reason why they have to have a central location that everybody reports this back to. This is how they gradually bring in the global identification that Bill Gates has talked about. ID 2020. He's got to have it this year. He's going to get it this year, isn't he? Trump is helping him. Going to say, along with this, are also going to give $225 billion to colleges and universities. Keep them from closing. Another round of subsidies to businesses under the Paycheck Protection Program. We don't know how much that's going to be. First round was supposedly going to be $500 billion. Most of that went to Wall Street. 380 of the $500 billion was allocated. But now they're going to give $500 billion to black people. Black businesses, says Trump. The black business, that's black people are 13% of the population. So they're going to get as much as we were going to give to the entire middle class, all the businesses. But of course, you know, there's less of them now even. 100,000 of them have been driven out of business. That's the economy, stupid, we ought to be talking about. the lockdown economy. Mark Cuban, as I said, wants every check in America to get $1,000 stimulus every 2 weeks. He says, I don't care what they spend it on. It could be candy. It could be nose candy, as far as he's concerned. He doesn't care. He just doesn't want you to save it. Without mandating that the money be spent within 10 days of receipt, Cuban believes that Americans will save it. Why does he think that? I mean, nobody, Americans aren't saving any money. We've had the IRS tax code has been disincentivizing any savings, any building of wealth. The interest rate structure where the banks after the collapse in 2008, I mean, first we had the shockwave of the engineered oil crisis in the 70s. Interest rates went up. They took off the usury laws. Banks were able to charge whatever they want. They charge usurious interest rates on credit cards. They're still charging usurious interest rates on credit cards, 20, 30%, sometimes more. But they're paying less than 1% in interest. How do they do that? How do they get to a situation where, when I was growing up, here I am talking like an old man, in the good old days, in the 20th century, middle 20th century, you could actually save money. The spread between what the bank paid and what the bank charged was not that great. Maybe a couple of percent spread. Now the bank can get 20, 30% interest on credit cards and they don't pay, then they pay less than 1%. How is that not racketeering and corruption? I mean, we used to put the mafia in jail for doing that kind of stuff. Why is that not going to be talked about? Of course it won't be. Federal payments to farmers have tripled since 2017, and Trump has promised even more now. Because we're not going to just put black businesses on welfare, we're going to put farmers on welfare. Because, you know, it's good for them. Well, actually, it isn't good for them. Welfare is not good for anyone. As I point out, to fix one self-inflicted wound, you know, what is the self-inflicted wound we got? We've got a lockdown, lockdown mandate. So to fix that, we're going to make even more mistakes because they will never admit to making a mistake. They will use it as an opportunity to get more control. Trump agrees with power with Powell. Yeah, power as well. Federal Reserve Chairman. Much higher fiscal stimulus is needed, as Zero Hedge points out, and why that could crash the stocks and other markets. You got Trump's chief of staff, Mark Meadows. So the president is open to the compromise of $1.5 trillion stimulus. Mark Meadows used to be with the Freedom Caucus. Why is he supporting $1 trillion a month deficits instead of our freedom?
Introducing InfoWars Life Pure Turmeric Extract. This is taken under the tongue. It is pure turmeric. It goes together very well with our body's ultimate turmeric formula that is taken as a powdered capsule and absorbed in the stomach and intestines. This is absorbed under the tongue into the bloodstream, and then the remaining also is then absorbed by the stomach. So it's more of an intense delivery system. The two formulas are different, but both are concentrates, and our first product got rave reviews. We've now been testing this out for several months. Some of our staff like it more than bodies. Some like bodies better. For me, they're both amazing for their anti-inflammatory action and so much more, and they fund the InfoWar. So get our new liquid turmeric extract exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com today. Get an additional 25% off. This is a 360 win. Turmeric is renowned for what it does for all of our bodies, for inflammation and so much more. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
Hello, my name is Dr. Fauci, and I've been at the NIH and CDC for 45 years, and I've overseen, well, you know, the AIDS pandemic and so many other things, and I take my orders from Bill Gates, Dr. Bill Gates, I mean, he's not a doctor, but he controls everything you do. And he now says you're going to take the shots. And, of course, in England, they are now saying what I told you. You will not be allowed to travel. Leave your home until you take all the shots. Dr. Gates, I mean Bill Gates, your owner, your master, says you will have to take 4 to 5 COVID shots a year for adult, 2 for baby. Baby may be much more manageable, just like Bill Gates give you polio and vaccine. I'm Dr. Fauci, reminding you that we owe you.
Computer research scientists, engineers working with attorneys have conclusively proven and put out detailed reports at Tablet Magazine. documenting what any trained eye could already see as plain as day. The Communist Chinese, working in tandem with the United Nations and the Democratic Party in the United States, as well as the media, put out fake videos and total hysteria to make it look like Day of the Dead, End of the World in China earlier this year. Then the UN put out standardized rules designed to keep the West locked down when China reopened within 3 months. This is the greatest strategic coup ever. This is 21st century warfare being carried out through psychological means for the ultimate psyop. Paul Joseph Watson has written about it at InfoWars.com. Myself, Alex Jones, David Knight, Owen Schroer are covering this heavily. This is the way to bring down the globalists, is exposing how Communist China and the UN were behind the hysteria.
I've come to you many times and asked for your support, and you've always come through. And InfoWars has come through. We've never sold out. We've never backed down. We've always told the truth. We've made mistakes. But 98% of the time or so, we're dead on. And the enemy knows that. InfoWars is a thought leader, not just here, but around the world. And that's why the Chi-Coms, Hollywood, the globalists want us off the air. Because their global plan of total tyranny and a post-human world will not succeed if we stay on air. If you don't support us, ladies and gentlemen, now, they're going to shut InfoWars down and shut everybody else down as well. You already know that. It's out in the open. So again, count the cost, focus, and realize how critical you are with your word of mouth spreading the word that overrides the censors, your financial support, getting the products at InfoWarsStore.com, and your prayer. I'm praying for you. Please pray for us. Let's do this together. We're going to win. We are winning, but it's not going to be easy. The enemy's trying to take it all from us. Let's not let them succeed.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
This segment, we're going to talk about the new revelations from Project Veritas about Ilhan Omar. We'll also talk about election stuffing, because they're stuffing this election. They've got so many different ways to rig this thing. It's unbelievable. We'll talk about some of what is happening here. Before we do, real quickly, I just want to remind you about the products we have at InfoWarsStore.com, because without your support of the products that support your health, we will not be here. And to try to make this affordable for you and to help you in that, we've got some great sales right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got 30 to 60% off many items plus free shipping. We have things like Winter Sun Plus, free shipping and on sale vitamin mineral fusion drink mix discounted and free shipping bodies discounted and free shipping bodies, by the way. Turmeric and other ingredients that work together, natural ingredients that work together to reduce inflammation, just natural products. Same thing with vitamin mineral fusion drink mix. You want to make sure that you've got a baseline of vitamins and minerals to protect your health, to strengthen your body, to make sure that your body is getting the proper nutrition. That's job number one, to make sure that your body has the proper nutrition. And no matter what condition your body is in, even if you have health issues, you've got to start with the nutrition. And so that's why we sell the nutraceuticals. Vitamin mineral fusion drink mix is going to give you a broad base of vitamins and minerals. It'll do it in a way that you can have it in a drink mix format instead of a lot of pills, and you can flavor that to your taste. And again, that is on sale and free shipping. Winter Sun Plus, vitamin D plus vitamin K, a great way to build up the health of your immune system. You have to have vitamin D for a healthy immune system. We're not just saying that. Fauci say so. Fauci, the NIH, the FDA, everybody knows that about vitamin D. It's one of the reasons why they want you inside. Not getting oxygen, not getting sunlight. Sunlight is what you typically use to make vitamin D. That's why we call it Winter Sun Plus. At the very time of year when cold season, when people start to get sick, one of the key reasons for that is because they have a vitamin D deficiency, because they're not getting a lot of sunlight. Even if they're outdoors, they don't get as much sunlight, but they're typically inside because of the weather. They know that. They're ready for phase two. Make sure you defeat them on this. Don't get sick. Please don't feed the narrative. And also, we have a Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine now back in stock. You can buy that individually, 50% off plus shipping. You can get it as part of the 8-pack power stack. Get up to 60% off plus free shipping. We have t-shirts available for $17.76 plus free shipping. Take a look at the products we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate your support. All right. Let's talk a little bit about some of the election stuffing, which is ballot stuffing, rigging things in the mail. And again, understand this vote by mail thing is key to the election chaos. And never forget the fact that the Republicans could stop this election chaos if they wanted to go to in-person voting. All it does is require that people like Greg Abbott stop the mask nonsense and all the rest of this nonsense. Allow people to not only vote in public, but we have to destroy this narrative of fear. Fear. That means that we have to push back against the lies and propaganda of Fauci. Instead, the White House is still pushing out his lies and propaganda. It's unbelievable that he's still left in place, that he's still got a $300 million campaign, allegedly to stop the fear, and yet what it does is it spreads more fear. They haven't released the propaganda pieces yet. But Dennis Quaid said, I worked with Fauci. Come on, don't criticize me. I know it's coming from the Trump White House, but hey, you know, Fauci. And I'm just trying to tell people, wear masks. Avoid other people at all costs. Because we got to fight this deadly disease that's killing everybody. I mean, that's just more fear porn. Just more fear porn. And because it's being directed by Fauci. You know, it's season two of the novel. But let's get back to what's happening. So we got Brooklyn voters getting absentee. I'll just read you the headlines real quickly because I want to get into this Project Veritas thing. Brooklyn voters receiving absentee ballot envelopes with the wrong voter names and addresses. All right, Newman. What are you doing with this stuff, right? Again, more postal worker nonsense. Anti-Trump postal workers in GOP neighborhoods throw mail-in ballots into the garbage. Yeah, we think most of them are Trump voters. Let's just throw that into the garbage. That, by the way, is a big crime, even for postal workers. Senator Rick Scott has introduced a bill requiring mail-in ballots be counted within 24 hours of Election Day. This is key because a key part of this delay, Nancy Pelosi is preparing the House of Representatives to vote to elect the president because that's a key part of the delay. When does that kick in? Richard Proctor pointed out on last week's show, last Friday's show. Take a look, roundtablereport.com. We got an article about it. So the 20th Amendment. January 20th, it's easy to remember, the 20th Amendment, January 20th, that's when it kicks in. If they don't have an outcome by then, Nancy Pelosi and the House get to pick the president. This is why they want to delay even counting the vote. That's why they want to extend the voting. They want to delay it with all the mail fraud and so forth. The Seventh Circuit Court has now overturned an Obama judge ruling that would have extended Wisconsin's election day by a week. However, in Pennsylvania, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court went the other way. They said that they will allow ballots to be delayed up to 3 days. And poll workers must serve voters in the county where they live. That protects the far left districts where fraud is most likely to occur. You can't have monitors at the polls. So it's going to be all closed within these corrupt counties. So the Republican Party is now going to appeal that to the Supreme Court. We'll see what happens with that. Also in North Carolina, new ballot mail-in rules in North Carolina. Let's go to the Project Veritas expose. Let's run that video clip number 5, 6, 4, 3, 2, 1.
James O'Keefe back here on the ground in Minneapolis. Our undercover journalists at Project Veritas have just exposed a voter fraud ring so widespread that many members of the Somali community here consider it an open secret. Many believe if this corruption continues, there'll be no more free elections. And our sources inside the Somali community here allege that the architect of this pay-for-vote scheme is none other than U.S. Congresswoman Ilhan Omar.
Omar Jamal is the latest Project Veritas insider. He secretly recorded dozens of conversations in and around the Somali community in Minneapolis to expose a rampant voter fraud scheme.
I think Ilhan Omar is one of the people who are behind all this mess. And they have a lot of people that work for them that make sure that, you know, tasks get carried out, ballots collected, there's the cash money exchanging hands. It's an open secret that everybody knows it, but they don't talk about it.
Will they do it again for the next election, general election?
Yeah. November,
Yes, they will do
November
it.
They do it always.
Actually, they're gearing up for November, yes.
80,000 of immigrants votes will swing this election to one side, and then they became very important. they became the focus of this, and millions of dollars are spent to make sure
this
that these 80,000 or 100,000
open immigration votes go away. 80,000 votes can swing.
It will make a difference.
Get Ilhan Omar in and put Keith Ellison in not only in Congress but into the state attorney general office. That's why they want to investigate it. Because, yeah, it's expensive. I got 40 people working for me. He's saying this in Somalia. How many people? 40 people, he says.
Each election now, they'll spend millions of dollars. It costs a lot. It's huge money.
How much?
I'm paid between $200 and $300.
$300 is the compensation?
Yeah. Some of the techniques that he uses is to exchange money for vote, and that's not a secret. It's open, and everybody knows about it.
She is the one who came up with all this. The community.
She, Ilhan Omar, is the one who came up with all this. She's the one somehow. Nobody knew it.
Yeah, this is something.
But yeah, this is something like new with Ilhan Omar.
She started this whole thing with the pay to vote.
Yeah.
Through our undercover reporting, we have discovered yet another person who claims he was paid hundreds of dollars in a pay-to-vote election fraud ring. His name is Osman Ali Dakhwan, and he alleges both Ilhan Omar and possibly even her opponent in the last primary each tried to game the system in a pay-to-win scenario.
Where is the money coming from?
Money comes from the candidates running for office. Who has the most money? The black guy. Has the most money, Anton Melton Moe. But we take the money from him and we voted for Ilhan Omar. That's the ballot harvester. Yeah, that was my idea, he says. Yeah, I think you're ultimately going to find that this money flows back to El Shabaab. You're also going to find it flows back to Soros if you do an investigation of this. Did Ilhan pay money? Yes, but she paid the wrong people.
The more
so as you look at this, folks, we're going to run out of time. We don't have time for the full report. But yeah, this is the second video that's come out, and the second video puts Ilhan Omar right at the center of this. Imagine that. Imagine that. Somebody who comes in, her father was part of a ruthless Marxist regime. There's connections with the little Mogadishu community here with El Shabaab and corruption, getting cash for these daycare centers and so forth, laundering that money, sending it back to Somali.
The Renaissance, the Great Enlightenment, it's all being swept away and being replaced by scientific tyranny that's establishing a form of planetary digital law, where the technocrats are above the law, and the public isn't even considered to be as valuable as a cow. In fact, humans are seen as garbage that's going to be taken out and removed. That is the post-human exterminist plan. That is the public ideology of the globalists. And everything they've built with this high-tech grid is to absorb us and anesthetize our minds as we're slowly killed. And any future generations that happen to straggle out of their mother's wombs will be a mere shadow of what humans once were. This is the satanic ruling elite engaged in mass vandalism against God's creation, humanity. This is the essence of evil.
The way the psychological warfare operation works is very, very simple. They get you to give up freedoms by increments, always promising it's only going to be a short period of time, and then the restrictions will be released, but they're not. After a significant amount of time, always four or five times longer than what they said, they will then slightly release it a little bit, only tighten it down even more later. This is called successive approximation, incrementalism, or the inchworm effect. This is the most common way the totalitarians take over. But there then becomes a point where the public wakes up under the incrementalism, he starts resisting, and then there's usually a giant purge and a clampdown, and you'll see more tyranny rolled out in just a few days, weeks, or months than you saw in the previous 10 years. And that's the period we're in globally right now. A world government, Chi-Com-backed, globalist corporate takeover of the planet that wants you poor and absolutely sick under their thumb forever.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.